Bastard Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pay for play Monday.
Det är det enda ni gör på dagarna. Ni sitter där även trill och spelar Dota.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och springer runt och creepar och motståndet vi slipar.
Let's get it on.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och springer runt och creepar och motståndet. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och springer runt och creepar och motståndet vi slipar.
Have one on the house.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota.
I hear you, man.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota.
I feel you, man.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota.
That's more like it.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota.
Absolute choice.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och springer runt och creepar och motståndet vi slipar.
Let's get it on.
Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och springer runt och creepar och motståndet vi slipar. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och pushar på och smeker med motståndet vi leker. Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. Och springer runt och creepar och motståndet vi slipar.
A lovely melody is running through my head. Let me play it for you.
Bye.
DJ White Out.
Yeah, you already know. You pop off or be the first to go. I turn straps on me, and I ain't talking about the old Harlem.
Nope.
38 revolver, solving with no problem. Boom. Blue steel, but I shoot the kill till you bloody. Your whole back dirty while your whole face muddy. And even locked up, they can't touch me. I cut niggas, smack the shit out you like that bitch did Cuddy. You little soft niggas don't want it with D-Block.
No, you
chop your hand off for that bullshit G-Shock. You pass your shit around like Young Bird chain. Overcharge lame niggas for songs and give them pain.
Hey,
I know we remind you we're the hardest in the game. So if these niggas hot, then my balls is flame. Same time, cold as ice, cause my nerves is shot.
Now
watch me front on your crew and get your murderer pop. What? Your head, son. Get that nigga.
When I die, there's a poke in my thigh, and I'm sure to clap, shorty stop performing, this is more than rap, Snipe lamb down for as long as now, large keeping G, they fell short of that, will squeeze, let one shoot,
let all
team eat, who want loot, real G's move on mute,
DJ,
quiet
wide
over
out,
here,
wide
nigga,
out.
We aim high, but we don't fire in the head, nigga, gangsta click now, we don't leave witnesses, BSD block, you know
D-block.
What the business is.
Geronimo and son. Royal Flush, what up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, son? I bring these bros together. We getting that money.
DJ,
what
out?
Yeah. Y'all can get it, get it, get it. I heard Brooklyn get it,
DJ,
yeah, you know Harlem get it,
Harlem,
hey yo, Jersey Bronx, what up,
yeah,
they call me Don Don, Levi's, Long John, used to have that 50 piece of up in the Bronx, Perry soda, used to see the Muslims for the oil, baby powder order, Barack Obama voter, widescreen, Ray Liotta, woman all around your boy, bending like we doing yoga,
yeah,
stainless steel, hollow tip shells, Donnie shoot around like a young Bonzi Wells, I know I'm on fire, I don't care what it sells,
nah,
Ford or inside puff. To paint Leo, shoddy in the trunk, the size of my man Keto. Yeah, hee hee haw, be right up in the ER.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise jar, vanilla cigar, brown liquor. Johnny leaves them with whoever f***ing them quicker. Hate me now, my swagger 10 times a million.
Johnny, Cosmic Strictly Skills Cav, come up show. Zeta Kiss in the building. We about to go ham. What up, Zeta? What up, Kiss? Come on, Kiss, let's get it cracking. Come up show, Cosmic Cav. This how we do.
Kiss is the best, Kiss is the best. Everybody know that Kiss is the best.
For sure!
I ain't saying I'm back, cause I ain't never left. But everybody know that Kiss is the best. Kiss is the best, Kiss is the best. I ain't saying I'm back, cause I ain't never left. Everybody know that Kiss is the best.
Come on, Jada!
I ain't saying I'm back, cause... Car got a gun and a couple pounds in it. Yeah, I'm in my bag, I'm deep down in it.
Come on,
the industry's a circus with a bunch of clowns in it. You get it from the workers, I don't fuck around with it.
For sure!
Snapback, V-neck, cruise, plus a mic in it. Yellow and the purple, I'm sipping it and lighting it. Everything is uncut and raw, I ain't stretching it. If you think you're fucking with the ball, I ain't met you yet. I'm shaking these niggas off the board like a Etch-A-Sketch. I send you directly to the Lord with the techie-tech. That shit you want only gon' get you gone.
Yikes!
Got my sleeves rolled up, presidential on. Lemonhead, fuck the state and the Fed.
Uh-huh.
Top five amongst those alive in the dead.
Come on, so Cosmic Jam!
Working hard, nigga, I'm up late. Old software, you need an update. I'm thorough now, I was thorough then.
Shot there if we run the street!
Cocaine, heroin, purpose setting. Saying next, we playing good D, no hand checking, nothing above me, these bitches they love me, Got a couple mil tucked, case this shit get ugly. If it ain't a headshot, I hit you in your rugby. You get them cheaper than me, then you need to plug me. DOA, no life in them. Audemars, no ice in them.
Cosmic cash.
All the cars, we Same like kid. Nice women. White beater, Louis moccasins, nice linen. Cherry Hill, King of Prussia. When that thing will touch you, have you singing like Usher. These are my confessions, I promise progression. Where I'm from, selling drugs is an honest profession. If he catch a nigga slipping, your honor will bless him. Bars these knuckleheads, they only honor the West. Shouldn't talk it if you never do it.
Hard bars.
You already know all my bars therapeutic. I got the crown and I got the belt. Let the music speak for itself. Yeah. House, cars, and the bread.
Woo!
Power 99, come up show, Cosmic Cash.
Ha ha!
I love you.
Come up show, Cosmic Cash. Say the kids, you know we do. Let's go.
Yo, alright,
maybe the
chill
is left.
Angry Bastard Radio, Pay to Play Monday. Tonight's episode will be from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. We will be speaking on current events as well as old and new music of all kinds. And we will be entering the deep, dark world of the chat line, pay to play scene. Come listen in as we catch, prank, and roast live callers in the New York and New Jersey free chat line service. Hosts for tonight are as follows: GQ, SD, Fresh, 6-4, who's in the Matrix, and LE. Don't miss out on this funny and very interesting event. Shout out request line is 914-338-1782.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead, son.
Yeah, shout out to my balls, man. We've been together for a long time, baby. Fair. But I'm just saying, shout out to my balls. We've been here for a long time, you know?
Fuck all that other shit.
He's a shout out to who?
My balls. We've been like,
Come on, man. Come on. I asked the nigga, he said something that was. Come on, man.
You niggas is rambling. Fuck is the whole thing.
Martin Lopez.
Hey, yo, Fresh, man, how's the weather down there?
Oh. Actually, good. It's getting a little chilly down here, huh? But it's still hot.
That's true. Like 70?
Yeah. That was a good one. It's like 10 to like 7.
Oh, I hate you bastards, man.
Why? It's cold up there already?
It's cold as shit outside.
It is not cold as shit outside.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
It's not cold as shit outside, nigga.
Well, I'm in Jersey. It's cold over here. I'm not in New York.
What the fuck are you? What are you really saying? Like, what are you really saying?
That he's a bitch.
I mean,
you know, shout out a little bit of period blood here and there.
Wow.
Just a little bit.
You niggas, man.
Bitch ass niggas.
You niggas.
Yo, man, what's good with the, I see you over there promoting your ass off on,
Hey, man, see what it is, man. Shout out to my 851 followers, man.
851 followers?
Yeah.
Damn, I think the show has, like, maybe 45.
Yeah, stop your game.
The show only has, like, 45 followers, man.
Stop y'all Twitter game.
Yeah. Hey, what about you, E? You got a Twitter? Oh, no, he doesn't. His girl got him a lot.
I don't have a Twitter. No, my grandma. I just can't read one. What do I need a Twitter for? I can't follow my own fucking shadow running over somebody else. Fuck out of here.
Oh, God.
You know?
But yeah, I bet you got a Facebook, though.
Nah, he don't even got one of those.
I don't even got a Facebook, bitch.
That nigga got MySpace. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that nigga still got MySpace.
I know, he
didn't make that
too.
Either. I made that shit for him.
Oh, well, this guy, where's his parents?
Yeah, that nigga's choke body.
Wow.
Choke chips.
What the fuck is the meaning of this, Pay for Play Monday still?
Well, you know me, I was on the shiz, and every person that was on the shiz, female, it's amazing how out of maybe 20 people that was in CB, maybe one of them wasn't doing pay for play.
Okay, Latoya. Let's call Latoya.
So it's like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to prank call the chat line.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to act as if I'm someone that is interested in pay for play.
My nigga Rockstar, man. Let's go. I see you, Rockstar.
And then we're going to roast whomever accepts a live request. Considering the fact that, you know, LG is a specialist at prank calling, you definitely need his,
Quick plug. Shout out to my dude, Rockstar, Danger Room, Social Boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had to take him out, you know what I'm saying? He likes the jump off that I put up there on Facebook and shit that I'm broadcasting right now.
Yeah,
Are you broadcasting the show?
Yeah.
I tried to have
fuck is that?
What the fuck is wrong with you niggas, man?
I don't know what the hell that was. I mean, you know, it's Angry Bastard Radio. Currently, we used to be technical difficulties, so it is what it is. Yo, let me give a big shout out to everybody on Facebook. Big shout out to Jersey. Big shout out to the Mama Peacocks. Big shout out to the Chocolitas. Big shout out to the fucking French Vanillas. Whatever. If I didn't name you, big shout out to the Chinese people.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, shout out to that shit that I took this morning. Oh my God. Yo. It was crazy. Nigga, that shit was woof. You know how you sit on the toilet and like less than half a second, everything comes out of you? That's what that shit was.
But yo, but when you do that, you end up just sitting on the toilet for a long period of time.
Oh, of course, yes, yes. Okay.
Like, shit is already out of you, but you're like, so relax.
Let a roof.
Yeah, what a fucking relief. What a effing relief. Relief. Hey, yo, which one of you dudes is over there playing in boxes or something, man?
Who are you playing in boxes?
I mean, it sounds like there's a shitload of boxes moving around. Like somebody's building a clubhouse or something. I don't know. I'm just saying. Hey, yo, we're fresh, yo, man. Hey, fresh. Is that you in the warehouse?
You
putting banana boxes together? You trying to make a clubhouse, nigga?
That nigga's at the pit.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, man. He just got himself banged on. Just got this bitch ass thing going, nigga. Don't call her, you know what I mean? And just sit in the back eating banana pills and shit and whatnot. So, yo, I wanted to know a quick question. Anybody out there in Facebook land, regular land, whatever, I want to know, why are black people... Our black folks, in some people's eyes, considered a monkey. The reason why I'm asking this, because I love my Spanish people. I love my Spanish people. Love Spanish women. But black folks don't eat. First of all, we're afraid of heights. You know, it's
no, not everybody.
Not everybody, but, you know, black folks is afraid of heights. Monkeys are in trees. In tall trees. Not only are black people afraid of heights, some, whatever. We're not really a big fan of bananas. You know what I mean? We eat them, but we're not a big fan of them. Like, no offense, Spanish people, y'all make french fries out of bananas. Like, I mean, the shit is good, don't get it twisted. I mean, I love eating plantanos, but... You can call it a plantano, you can call it a plantain. Oh, it's not a banana. It just looks like a banana. Okay. But it's still in the tree. You Spanish people, y'all eat coconuts. Y'all can crack a damn coconut open with your bare hands. How is that possible? I don't know. But I've seen it done before. I mean, but black folks, we're the monkey though. I don't understand. Someone hit us up, 914-338-1782. Maybe you could tell me why we're considered monkeys. I mean, I don't know. I've never been all hunched over and all stupid looking and shit. But, hey, it is what it is.
Looking like Caesar from Planet of the Apes, I guess.
Word. Hey, yo, fucking, hey, yo, Fresh.
That was good.
What's up? You got an answer for that?
What? Why are black people called monkeys?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it sounds just stereotype, but really, I really get it though, because just like you said, I mean, you couldn't say it any better. I really don't know a whole lot of black people that eat bananas.
Are you trying to put black people in hunting? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying that really, all in all, Spanish people eat way more bananas than black people ever do. And as far as I can remember, monkeys are small animals. Three fourths of the black people I know all 10 feet taller than me. So I don't know how full short and I don't know how that works.
What you trying to say? All black people are giants? Is what you trying to say?
Yeah. How many tall Spanish people do you know? Let me ask you that. Exactly. You took too long.
There's a couple. No, there's a couple of podcasts out there.
If you could find a known famous Spanish person that's over 6 feet tall, let me.
Rick Warren.
I'm waiting.
Huh?
That's okay. I'm still waiting.
Rick Warren.
I'm waiting for you to make me a list. How many Spanish people are over 6 feet tall?
I got a response to you. If you pile up three Mexicans, two Puerto Ricans, and a half a Cuban, it'll be well over 6 feet. I mean, I'm just saying.
You
no, that shit is real. Like,
yeah,
for instance, like for instance, there's no, like men, we're... The shortest man that I've ever heard of is maybe, 5'5". It's amazing how men are never 5 foot. It's rare to just see a dude 5 foot.
No, listen, Zach, you got to rent. I live in Toronto right now with a bunch of Mexicans. Son, you niggas is like, I think the tallest man is like 5'5".
Oh, wow.
5'6".
Wow.
I've never seen short people in my life. Never. Two.
So let me guess. The shortest one is your boss.
No. Yeah. No.
That nigga be kicking you in your ass. Get to work.
Get back to
Senor,
work.
Get to work.
Give me a beating.
Get back to work before I give you a beating.
Yeah,
calling you,
a beating.
You on the air. The caller that called this show, they blocked their number, you're on the air.
They don't know what the fuck is. Fuck them. Fuck you, asshole. How about that?
Fuck you, asshole. Alright, caller, you're muted. I mean, it is what it is. Fucking,
no, fuck you, caller, fuck you. Get no fucking love here.
Well, this is a station that you speak your mind.
If you want to talk, you dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. If you, let's say you go to the foot doctor, right? And, you know, the nurse or whatever comes in, does what she has to do. And then after she does what she has to do, you have to wait for the doctor to come in and check up, you know, on your feet or whatever. What if, as you're waiting, you hear the door open, it closes, and then you hear like a squeaking noise. You turn around, your doctor's in a wheelchair with no feet. Do you stay in there? Or do you get out and be like, you know what, I need to fuck with someone that knows about feet, that got feet. Or you just say, fuck it, he's a doctor, so what?
I probably thought that. I'm thinking it's a joke.
What happened?
What the point?
I would start laughing and thinking it's a joke, thinking somebody punking me.
That's fucked up. Laughing and then, yeah, come on, really, where your legs at, B? Like, come on, put your legs back on, man. Let's get to work, man. I gotta get out of here.
Real, stand up.
Come on, stand up, man. This shit ain't funny. Just stand up, man. Stop playing games. Oh man, I had another one. Oh yeah. Now, What if you go to the dentist? You go to the dentist, right? And fucking, once again, nurse, you know, got pearly whites, all that shit, all her teeth. She, you know, okay, you know, the doctor's going to come in. She's going to take care of you. She's going to look, examine you, give you advice on your teeth, yada, yada, yada. She walks in, and her teeth is fucked up. Got her grill. Kicked up cheese butter all over it. Butter stains on the teeth, fucking, you know, lettuce, everywhere, like, just mangled. Put it like this, 10 times worse than Beetlejuice's mouth.
Oh, wow.
And her breath is balling. What do you do in a situation like that?
I would get some brains, like the
you
scarecrow.
What?
Get some brains like the scarecrow.
Yeah. Would you at least strap up?
Nope. Brains for brains? Of course not. For brains?
Yo, son, she got yuck mouth to the 10th power, nigga.
I don't care. Listen, I don't care. What does that have to do with her lips wrapped around my Jimmy? My chimichanga.
Yo, man. Yeah, you're definitely rated freak of the year, nigga.
What do you have to do?
Hey, yo, SD, where you at, you bitch-ass nigga? I'll tell you what. I'm going to get that nigga. Yo, S.
What the fuck is the problem, nigga?
Yo, nigga.
You're blaming on everybody, huh? That's your thing. I'm going to give him one more chance. I'm going to bang on him.
Give that nigga one more chance.
No, I wouldn't have gave her two shits, nigga.
I know you wanted a nigga. That's why you're the realest nigga on this show, nigga. Next to 6'4 when he decides to get on.
Care about all that other shit.
Call that nigga today. That nigga sound like he's going to sleep. It was at 8 o'clock. I'm like, yo, son, you got a 10 o'clock show. 10 o'clock? Yup. You gonna be there? Nigga, I'm in the building. call that nigga 9:45. No answer.
That's before the wound kicked in.
Huh?
That's before the wound kicked in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was already flowing in his brain.
That nigga touched me at 9:45 in the morning. Show at 9:45 in the morning? Okay. I'm with
it. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. That nigga's stupid.
855, nigga. Start that fucking game up, man. I'm about to go on over here and see what's going on over here. What's going on?
Hey, yo, son, man. What's good in the hood, nigga?
I ain't in the hood, nigga.
I'm talking about the street info, man.
No, son, I don't live on that side no more, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, so you over there on near the mall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see you.
That's the spot to be at.
I know niggas told me my nigga got stabbed up not too long ago.
Hello? Why? You see me on the bridge? Okay, I see. All right.
Out in the OH? The
old hood?
Huh?
Yeah, nah. You got stabbed up in Stapleton or some shit.
Alright.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna bring the fuck with him.
Nigga,
I'm gonna bring the fuck with
him. Nigga, you chimichanga in the face ass, nigga.
What?
I said you chimichanga in the face ass, nigga.
Wow.
You're 9-4-5. I know you don't tell me you're 9-4-5 driving ass.
Yeah, I'm certified.
Only construction work, I know that.
That's
what OSHA
came
midnight.
Personally to me, like, EQ, you want to certify you as a certified forklift. I said, you know what? Do what you got to do, because I don't give a shit.
I swear this nigga's the only construction work I know that work at 12 midnight.
All the time. You know me, I stay working at night. It just sucks, but fuck it. Somebody got to do it, man.
Yeah. That's just crazy. I ain't no construction really goes on at that hour.
Construction.
And all that shit or whatever. Wherever the hell you at? Who knows what the fuck you're doing?
You know they do
over
the streets too. Like, whenever the streets are being done, they do the streets at night. They don't do that shit, you know?
Oh, that's smart. It's better to be done at night.
I mean, yeah, but... Yeah, yeah. Them niggas be on the job for much, because they fixing the street over here. And them niggas start at, like, 7:30.
Yep.
Them niggas don't go home till, like, 5:30 or some shit like that.
Yep.
Like, let me be the flag man or something. What's popping? Like,
that's word. Yo, how much the flag man make?
Them niggas make guap just to wave that flag, dude.
Son, them niggas make $30-something an hour, dude.
Just to wave a flag? What, dude, to wave a flag?
Just to hold up traffic. Hold on. All right, come on. Wait. You can come through.
Go.
I'll be looking like Chris Tucker in that rush hour out there, nigga.
I'll be having mad fun doing that shit, dude. My best job ever. Fuck that.
You know what, man? I'm driving by these niggas. I'm like, ah, this nigga holding a flag up. They nigga ain't even doing no... That nigga make more than me, yo. What kind of shit?
Make more than niggas. Yeah, you heard? That nigga is...
That nigga looking at me like, yeah, nigga. Drive your piece of shit by me, nigga. Because my Benz is in my...
Man, that's crazy. That nigga is chilling doing that shit. Hell yeah.
I need that job right now. And I'm just as lazy as them flag niggas, too.
You get that.
I'm just as lazy. Nah, man, but you gotta hold that sign up.
Man, that shit ain't nothing,
hell of snow.
That shit ain't nothing, nigga.
Hold that shit up straight, nigga. Don't even let it turn. Not one little blink, nigga.
First off, I'll slap this shit up. I'll slap shit up, nigga. Something like that. Number one. Come on, man. It's longer than one of those. Number two, all I do is remember.
You said 30?
Oh, God, that's all the number I need to remember.
Mm-hmm. 30 beans.
Remember that? You all straight, man.
How many hours you say they work a week?
Regular 40.
Oh, shit.
Regular.
Now, is that like a step up? Like, you know how you you start at the low? You start at the bottom?
Sorry, it's the low. You start at the bottom. You start at the bottom, you're making like $18, something like that.
That's still not good. I mean, that's still not bad.
That's still good money.
That's still good money.
Like the guys here, the kid here that makes, he's on like 22 now, some shit like that. 23.
Good money, especially for a nigga like me, backslash nigga.
You need construction,
Word out. I need some work. Like work at, man. Need some of that work.
Work.
I ain't speaking now, name it.
It's 3 hours an hour, man.
Yeah.
I'll do the remix to this.
Hey,
stop
your ass up for me, too.
What?
Tell them niggas to send me up. You know, I need that.
Word. Shit. Hey, yo, man. I might actually look for that shit now.
Where's the mother? What's that?
This jersey needs some nighttime flagging.
I've been playing that fucking. Hey, just put it out there. Put it out there. Sorry. What's the score, man?
10-7.
10-7 in the third?
In the third.
The Colts and... This is going to be a bullshit game anyway. The Colts and who?
Colts and the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Nobody want to watch that shit. Colts and the Bucks.
Bucks doing their numbers this season, though.
Hmm?
Bucks are doing their thing this season so far.
Really? What's their record? I think
they got a winning record. Hold on. I'm going to check that shit right now. I swear
well,
I know
you
got a winning record.
I'll tell you who doesn't have a winning
right
record.
Hold on. Let me see something, man.
I'll tell you who doesn't have a winning record.
Who?
Every squad in Philadelphia.
Yes, Philadelphia is fucking the dream team. Dream team I have.
It's the dream team. I mean, big shout out to Philly. Home of the cheese.
Them niggas are 2-1.
They don't lose massive murders, but
I'm gonna get the fourth list.
The squad sucks.
They don't lose today. They better not lose today, yo.
So I bring the bucket or no? The office? Are we gonna leave this here? Leave it in?
These niggas lose.
Yeah, let me find out. I'll go around the corner and find out.
The there Bucks lose to these niggas. They should feel ashamed of themselves.
Well, because the Colts ain't win a game yet, right? They don't do, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Terry Collins, old ass. Boom, I need to fucking get him.
Hey, yo, son, you still going in?
Am I still what?
You still going in?
Fuck you talking about?
The music thing.
Always, nigga, that shit ain't gonna stop.
You don't got no new tracks?
Got 1,000 new tracks, nigga.
Need to send some up here, nigga. Send them my email or whatever.
What the fuck is SoundCloud, nigga? You can shit yourself.
I mean, I went there, but I couldn't. Matter, you know what? I did it on my phone. I gotta try it on the internet. So I'm trying on the internet. All unsigned artists or signed artists.
Not all y'all niggas, because all y'all niggas ain't nice.
Yeah, word. You heard me. You heard it. All y'all ain't nice. Matter of fact, if you think you're nice, that's a better. If you think you're nice, whether you're signed or not, you could be signed and be garbage. Like Soulja Boy, he's signed and garbage.
That nigga Soulja Boy know his lane, though.
Yeah, but it is what it is. Like, how do you come at Method Man? Method Man came at him. That's what it was.
I don't even know. That's just sounding for real bogus and phony.
Waka Flocka. Your name and career, you're signed, but you're garbage.
Yo, what's going on with this motherfucker? Niggas got something. Nigga, what the fuck is going on with this Fabulous and Ray J shit out here, J?
Yeah, that's what I
heard about.
What's
that? I didn't see the video.
I don't know about that. The story I'm getting, I got
Fab
a whole different story. What happened?
I said Fab got slapped in his mouth.
Nah, Fab didn't get slapped in his mouth.
What's the story?
Niggas was like, this is what 50 said at least. Niggas had a little altercation in the motherfucking it was just in the hallway or some shit like that or whatever, and niggas walked up, nigga Ray J says some shit to the nigga like, yeah, what's good now or some shit. And the nigga Fab was just like looking at the nigga like he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Like, what is this nigga talking about, dude? Like we had this conversation already, this, that, a third, and then he turned and looked at Biff and said to Biff, this is what 50 is saying. He turned to me and he was like, the nigga said, what is this boy wanna get killed or some shit like that? Like, and nigga Ray J wasn't feeling. Nigga Fab said this nigga want to die or some shit.
All with that thing over there, right? The little pieces and the four lights and bringing on looks out, right?
The fuck is he talking about?
I don't even think he's talking to you.
Anyway. The fucking, then the nigga, after the nigga said that to the nigga, he was like, the nigga Ray J swung on the nigga Fab. And he didn't connect. And you know Flex is trying to get that information out that nigga's head.
I need a flag. I gotta go around the corner.
So he's like, hold on, hold up. You're talking too fast. I need to get
all that information. So that's what the fuck is going on.
Nigga say he's swung on him and not happen. But I'm like, niggas is getting swung on and not doing shit.
What's happening?
Like, is that how you think?
You just swung on, man. You gotta go in.
Like, niggas swinging on you, like, niggas
swung on you, bro. Or you gonna look choked by you, so, you know.
You say niggas swung on him, nigga sad. All right, Fiff.
No, I can't call it.
She's crazy, man. Construction working ass niggas out here.
Do it in Papi!
Oh, nigga almost caught that.
Yeah.
Hey, Papi!
Stop talking to niggas like that, baby, for real.
What did he say?
See, you better stop talking to them niggas like that. Them niggas got feelings too.
Why you ain't
rolling
my head? What the fuck? Fucking serious. Yeah, roll up, man. Fuck.
Yo, my
chill. Yeah, you already see what it is, man.
Yeah, they got any good rumor shit on there?
It's just pieces, right?
Go to cheese.
A lot of little small pieces. Except you got garbage up underneath there. We're going to sweat the whole chapel down, right? And now we're going to pick up all the garbage.
Go to cheese.
You just set the hopper where you are.
Cheese
right?
Shit.
We'll give you a little flower. We'll set the trash in the hopper and you come back to the hopper.
Yo, mute this guy. Get this guy out of here.
All
do something with this guy.
Yeah, this guy, he's fucking up. Hit us up, 914-338-1782.
Let me tell you something about this show, man. I'm
talking with this guy. What's up with this guy? Get this guy the fuck out of here or something.
I'll fucking kill this show,
all right? Oh, God, you lucky I ain't on the switchboards, nigga. I'd have fried your phone right now. I'd have zapped your shit.
I'm on the phone.
I'd have zapped his shit. Like, oh, word?
Yeah, they said, yes, did you hear about this fight?
Go to G shit, man. That's where you get all
your
answers.
You hear about this fight at Owen? Of course you heard about it because you were on that shit. It's Waka Fox. Waka Flocka had a fight at a bowling charity.
I don't be paying attention to that shit, dude.
That nigga's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Yo, it look like this nigga about to get rocked.
Who's that?
Waka Flocka?
Suspect.
Yeah, it look like Waka about to get rocked right now.
It all started
when a dude who used to be signed to Waka's label confronted him at the event. As well as the slow video show. You got Waka.
Oh!
You
got Waka and left by this. Yo, this nigga.
Right now, man. I can't hear.
Huh?
You son with that shit, man. You hear this nigga got fucking dump trucks and shit backing up in his background, man. Like, you son with that shit. You got forklifts and fucking cement trucks in his background, man.
Hey, what's up with some of the people being arrested in the
game? Nobody trying to hit that shit. Like, you know, I no fucking cement trucks and all that, brink trucks and all that in the background.
Yo, call that. Fuck you. If there's a caller. What happened to that caller? Is it still there?
Nah, I ain't there no more.
So, somebody called up?
Somebody called up with an unknown ID.
All right,
hey, yo,
say nothing.
Nah, yeah, ain't say shit. So I guess you're listening.
Like,
got nervous
over there. That's what.
Hey, yo, 81-year-old woman busted for selling crack out of her house. 81 years old.
Yeah,
but
nigga.
You're a world star, right?
Nah,
no,
I'm
nigga.
On my, yo, my G. Make
what's
sure you check that shit out.
What's the name of the website?
I'm co-signing Yo My G.
YoMyG.com, man.
That's where it's at. Unsigned artist, that's where it's at. Upcoming artist, that's where it's at. SD special delivery, that's where it's at. That nigga's pussy, man.
Yeah, fucking. I'm a capitalist. Fucking.
Yo, YoMyG is that shit. When I want some juicy shit, I want to hear somebody kick some real freestyle shit. I don't even go to World Star Hip Hop. I don't even go to AllSauceHipHop.com. I'm going to
all of the hip hop news?
Yeah.
Huh?
All together. All together.
Yo, my G.
All
that's right.
It says, wow, it's true what they say. You can't stop the hustle. In Alabama, an 81-year-old woman was recently busted for selling crack cocaine and other assortments of drugs out of her house.
Word.
Huh?
What? Get this guy the fuck out of here. He's over here with his hombres and compadres and shit, like. Mixing up cement.
Yeah. It must be a corona break or something. I hear a lot of them niggas around.
Had a 4-year corona break. Niggas are smoking cigarettes and drinking special brews, right? What the fuck is these niggas doing, man?
Cooking these niggas.
Bitch got back some of that yak on her crib.
Yeah.
How she doing?
That shit is crazy.
Real out here.
How come you don't bring
What is that? Just that during a previous police raid at her home, investigators
right
found a green tin marked sugar-free mint.
I put a cone in front of it. We got cones over here, right? I put a cone in front of it.
They're all ass.
Hey, yo, man. What the fuck, man? You're a disrespectful-ass nigga, man. Put that phone away from your mouth, nigga.
Yo, do something with this guy. Get him out of here. Do something. Let him cool. Let him cool down. Mute that nigga's mic or something.
Huh? Yeah, that nigga's in the archives right now.
Yeah, come on. I know you hear that cement truck.
That what?
I know you
heard that cement truck backing up.
Yeah.
I heard that shit.
That might be the lunch truck, though. You know what I mean? The Mexicans is happy.
The halal truck,
hey,
right?
Hey, my bee.
And you got the halal truck over there.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga G. Depp. Nigga G. Depp is
finished.
What the fuck is you niggas doing? This nigga done here?
What the hell hey, what's that keeps beeping?
That's my shit. That's my tweet deck.
What?
Dang, what that got to do with me? This nigga done probably clicked over his phone or some duck shit. Niggas a bird.
Yeah.
Niggas got no. Oh, God. Niggas a bird. Niggas is always doing some nut ass shit. Always. Always. Never fails.
Amen, my.
I fall to the cut. Lean down with this bullshit. This bitch to roll out. Let's block her. Oh, yeah.
Yo, SD, you be watching football?
I'm watching it right now.
And who winning?
It's tied up.
Get out of here, for real?
Yep. Oh, they almost picked that up. Come on, pick that shit off, too.
Indianapolis is actually keeping up.
Yeah.
That niggas is garbage and shit.
Yeah, they had that whole shit fucked. But he almost picked that shit right off. You gotta pick those, nigga.
Yo, you be playing fantasy or nah?
Nah, I ain't play this year. He's sick. He know he should have had that pick. Dumbass.
Who you think finna take it this year?
I don't follow football enough to get those predictions.
Nah.
Uh-uh.
You just straight basketball?
Not really. I don't even be watching that shit like that. I only watch playoffs.
Yeah, that's the only good games that be on.
They ain't shit on today, so I just figured I watched it.
Got shit now for the NBA now. That's some bullshit.
What's the score in the Yankee game, yo?
Yankees? I don't watch baseball.
Sorry, Yankees. I know Yankees, nigga.
Nigga said Yankees? I don't watch baseball. I'm sorry.
I don't watch baseball, sir. But,
yo, you know what? I was wondering where the hell this dude was, and I see where exactly where he was.
Says
former Bad Boy rapper G Dep loses
his gonads
to get murder charge reduced.
He better have a nut cup on or something, because that nigga got hit in his gonads.
Oh, G Dep.
The Tigers is beating these bum ass niggas. Is it the Tigers? Detroit? Is it Detroit?
What's the score?
4-2, man. Top of the fucking seventh, I think. I don't know. Seventh. That niggas is about to lose to these niggas. That should feel ashamed of yourself.
No good.
What the nigga said at White Man Can't Jump? Oh, go back to SeaWorld, nigga.
Go back to SeaWorld.
Do ass back to SeaWorld, nigga. Nigga said it's 17.
The G-Jab confessed to a murder. A 17-year-old murder. He has been trying to get his charges reduced to manslaughter.
Matter of fact, if you go to media,
failing attempts. Read more on this issue after the scoop. And remember, blah blah blah.
You go to media.
Former Bad Boy Records.
Go to media. Fuck G Dep, nigga.
15 years.
This nigga still talking about Dep.
After a prosecutor refuses to downgrade
my nigga. I understand. But fuck G Dep.
G Dep,
look at this nigga. This nigga looking like, the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Go to media. Oh, they got it. Hold on. This nigga might have a video up here. Ray J versus Fabulous. See, you missing all the good. You missing all the real shit. That's the G shit, you know. Media.
What about the shots that was taken at Young Jeezy about Maybach Music?
What about that?
As I was walking in a house, and we was about to watch the ball drop. I noticed
the official pause thing.
I heard Young Jeezy track. Where the nigga was like, I got caught tomorrow. I ain't even going. I'm like, that nigga's a disrespectful ass nigga.
Man, that nigga's ignorant, dog.
That nigga's ignorant.
That's cool.
Shit.
We got the black cart, the black Stewie on Twitter.
The black Stewie.
Black Stewie. The black quagmire.
What? That's a movie pick up?
I'll take it. What the fuck?
Yeah, what'd you say? You Brad Douglas mouth having ass
name? Damn, shout out to Splashy World Foul.
Sheesh. Hold on, what site are you on, yo?
I'm not on his site. I'm on Twitter.
Operation Dinner Outs. Cops bust local Queens restaurant in major drug operations thing.
You going to work out here, man. YoMyG.com, man. That nigga's know where the fuck is at. Where is that, man? This is where it's at. They got that Ray J and Fab shit on there.
The actual fact?
Man, damn, man. I don't know if it's 75 years in prison for videotaping the police.
Yeah. Nigga got what?
That nigga got 75 years in prison for videotaping the police. That moment at that video way back when the police officer was trying to hem up the young black chick, and then her homegirl came up trying to fight the cops or whatever. Well, the person that videotaped that, I guess they found out who did it, and they gave that young man 75 years for being a witness and taking the camera. It's disgusting. Hey, yo, robot lips. Why don't you shut your ass up? The father of Brooklyn boy who has kidnapped and murdered Sue's killer for $200 million. Hey! Shut your ass up, nigga. We about to go in on this chat line thing. I hope y'all prepared. We about to enter the dark, gloomy world of CB. Other known as Chatbox.
Oh, that a student Tesla?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I call it cockboys or cockfuckers. You know what I mean? That's what I call it. But yo, son, I can't hear you. You sound like, you know what I mean, you got some, like, somebody scratching your throat. Pause. Yo, nigga, I still can't hear you, nigga. Take the fucking phone out your mouth. Pause. Anyway, like I was saying, but we about to go in parental advisory. I have to say that parental advisory. It's going to get real ugly, and this is now the official roast show. So don't be offended by what might be said. I mean, if you're listening to the show and you're gay, don't be offended by the word faggot. It's only a word, all right? And this is the station that you speak your mind. If you women out there are offended by words like slut, bitch, hoe, cunt, or dick and balls, don't be offended. It's just a word, all right? And it's only for entertainment and humor purposes. This is 914-338-1782. Taking shots, dedications, and requests until the 11:30 p.m. hour. I actually might have to change that to 12 midnight. That's what I'm probably going after. 12 midnight. Hey, yo, E.
Yeah. All
right. So you ready to go in, or you still got, like, you know, you still got to hand out some Coronas and empanadas and shit like that?
my friend. Pretty funny, my friend. Pretty funny. Hold on. Man,
you ready?
Ass, nigga. I'm ready, snitch.
Hey, yo, Fresh. This nigga ain't too fresh. Hey, Fresh. Oh, you know what? I forgot. This
hey,
nigga
hold on.
At work.
Real quick, hold on.
I know you're at work. My bad, man. Bag some tacos in that bag, man, before that cousin will whoop your ass again.
They're never working on the food shop. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Nigga work at the homeless shelter. That nigga hand out condoms at the clinic.
Nigga hand out methadone shop.
You ready?
RomaFood.com.
Let me see if I got any jump offs. See if I can only jump off. Hey, yo, E, you want to be the one to leave the message?
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Hold on. Let's see, what can I put out here for bird ass niggas? Yo, listen to a little bit of the low, Camp Low. get the shit set up. So I got to switch the time, make it a 12 midnight ending for the show, and then we're going to get into the dark and gloomy hours. All that. Angry Bastard Radio.
Come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
I got you, why?
You come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you why?
You come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you, why?
You come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yo, screening allergy, I'm floating through the Highland Tunnel swerving. I'm digging on the Sheba, pulling Sheba, she be splurging. We lurking with the cone cause we be murking from the boogie. And shitting on them crabs cause they job faking what
yeah,
you got.
Three shots to life for all night, you dig it. Kept it hot, I can yada to big cripple, get hip up. Spilling through me aside, my order more Eldo. Crack is setting, no never what's happening, pull a convincer. Cash straight out of comic books, catching the flurry. Keep your eye on the low or Mr. Heaven.
Coming with hammers and traumas, with the Buddhists and Rugas, and Shakuzas and Rovers. Diamond crooks taking it over with razors and cutters, with the sugar and butters, pimping Caesars and levers. We live for coolie hot treasures and
check the queen bee, Lady Reed digging grace. Check the place, 3 o'clock shot, no we ain't. Fret and cat, bring it in the paint, no such thing. Blast the dynamite, sing my super fly to the Cleopatra in the casino with gold sugar. Dig my harlequin and drench you in my dino gone.
From Beverly to Beverly, in the Montero, sliding the devil with bottles of Boxy Fumante. They tranquilize my heaven, count seven, we getting slits and shooting sugar to the show. These Lutini despair, let me see your issues in the air. We're like,
yeah, you need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low go.
Yeah, I got you, why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low go.
Yeah, I keeps you, why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low go.
Yeah, I got you, why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low go.
Keeps the party live. The ED poop is leaking, got me screeching Jersey dry. We screaming cause we villains and our caliber is ringing. I'm laying in the purple rain until I see some action. We moving motionless, continuous and
got the bubbly pouring through me in Cleopatra's casino. Sweet back and coolie hijacking, jitterbugs a little session. Dolomites out of sight, anti hottest cats in the city. On the money, taking the tri-state under saucy vine. Billy Holiday and the Foxy Browns with my Harlequins a penny. Heat repellent, reflecting crystals is Hollywood.
Don't call it stars cause we licking Cuban cigars and sipping mo. Playing a jigger, counting the figures on the low and low. Blessing the dimes, keeping my campus on the higher flow. Living the crimes, hitting them sly for the Cinos.
Yo, Prince of the City, pouring right on the JJ's and saute. Cap Calloway and the last of the finest shots. Cyrus Crisis is coming lower with jiggers, less than zero that. Sex to low, dice to low. I tell you what, one of night vision decision underneath the silver moon. Boys from Company C, AJ,
Stone and Robin Cheryl, beef for midnight. The safety's off the toaster and my shadows by the moonlight. Cause natives on the levels and the lowest on the EQ. My stamina is sugar and it's love, love forever, y'all.
Yeah, you need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I guess you why.
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you why.
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I guess you why.
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah,
it
keeps you why.
Spanish, nigga, that shit's whack.
That shit was whack?
Yeah, man, find some new Spanish music. That shit's played out. That shit's garbage.
You know what? You can tell my old Negro ass. You can tell my old Negro ass is a Negro for sure. Cause I blast that shit like that shit just came out. All the Spanish people are like, that shit's old as dirt. Alright, we're about to get a full effect. This is, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New York chat line. I ain't going to disclose it. Just let it be known it's the New York chat line. And, located somewhere in New York. We're in CB land. It's going to get real crazy. I will let y'all know right now, I'm never paying for sex. Unless I'm taking a chick out to the movies. Unless I'm taking a chick out to the movies or some shit like that, then that's kind of like
it. Sometimes you gotta do it, kid. I've done it before.
Oh, you paid for sex?
Hell yeah. What? Hell yeah.
Yo, there was some pride behind that.
Huh?
Hell yeah. Oh, by the way, people, I made the show to hold up. I made the show 2 hours, so we'll be done at 12 midnight. But, nah, I'm not paying for sex. Forget that. Like, I'm not going to hand a chick, yo, here's $100. Like, strip joint. I was at the strip club. Badass Brazilian mommy came up, gave me a massage, all that shit. I'm like, oh, my God, damn. You know what I mean? And she kissed me on my ear. I walked away. So with me, I'm like, yo, that's what's up. I ain't have to put no bread on her. I'm good with that. But I was finding out that, yo, son, she was doing that because she wanted to take her in the back and get you some, you know, some 90. And I'm like, really? But they talking about, yeah, it's going to be like $100, $150, but that's cool. And then you know how niggas start breaking it down? Well, if you think about it, how many times did you waste $150 on some bullshit? Hey,
that's
at least you're popping off a Brazilian joke. I'm like, you know what? I'm good. So, yo, whose phone is that? Yo, E.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready to go in?
I'm ready, bro. Call me.
All right, let's go.
Motel. And trying to get that dude's. Big biggies.
What happened?
I'm trying to. Yeah, hold on. Let's repeat this for people.
Oh, no.
Sexy dude, in general.
One to replay. Two to reply.
Yo, it's
one on one.
Yeah?
Four to
yeah, what did you say?
Five to block. To re record. Seven to check that caller's status. Eight to go. Record your message.
Yo, B, what I don't understand is. How in the hell
you're
is this coming on here?
Listen, you're a faggot. You're a faggot. That's what I have to
say. Yeah, that's all that needs to be said. Like,
you're a faggot.
I don't understand. Yeah, you're a fag bastard. And it'd be cool if you didn't call, if you didn't, like, you know, hit us back because we don't, you know, condone in that mess. But you're a fag bastard. All right, just let you know. If no one called you a fag yet, you're a fag bastard.
To replay, press the... Your message has been sent.
Hi, sweetie. This is Juicy, a Latina BBW doing inquiries in the Upper West Side area. If you're interested, and only if you're interested, then give me a call at 347.
Whoa, I don't know if we can. Can we?
Hey, where's she interested in that? What is she talking about?
I'm sending out today exactly like you heard. I'm sending out one photo. Today's special is 60 for the half and 125 for the hour. My description is I'm 5'6", weigh 200 pounds the last time I checked. My dress are 40 BB, brown skin, short hair like the bob, nice ass to go with the package. Of course, body, and I'm 36. Call 347-992.
I don't think, even though she puts her number on blast, we can't put her number on blast on the radio, can we?
Five to four.
I don't know. What up?
Six to re-record.
Why not?
Check that caller's status.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight to go.
Hi, sweetie. This is Juicy, a Latina BBW doing inquiries in the Upper West Side area. If you're interested, and only if you're interested, then give me a call at 347-993-0603 with any questions. I do have that one photo I'm sending out today, exactly like you heard me. I'm sending out one photo.
Now, this is what I can consider. This is where I.
Hold on, let me.
One to replay.
This is what I call lazy ass people. Now, not only are you putting your number on blast on the chat line, which is free and anybody can get to, but you obviously don't give a shit on who calls you.
Nine to block the spam.
And then you already told people that you're fat. Anybody that calls that number and finds out that you're fat ass is really trying to do pay for play.
Press three.
That's the, I don't understand it. Like, what's going on here?
Press 5. You want to record your message? Just sending live request.
I'm going to send a live request.
Is not
I'm going to put her on blast.
Your
put the bitch on blast.
Other messages waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to put her. And she has no messages waiting.
Hey, what's up? This is your mom. Turn up for the DS. 24 years old. 542-32 for the big healthy color line. Look for my tour, healthy link. It's not playing games. Not with no baby mama drama. Not with no girlfriend drama. Not with none of them. Not with liars. All my mama's gonna keep me moving. If you're into big girls, how the best?
If you're into big girls, huh? If you're into big girls,
if you're into big girls, holler at me, please.
Three for one on one.
Hey, yo, E, you gonna go in?
Fire them, man.
Six to record your message.
Go ahead.
Yo, listen. I love big girls. You know what I love about big girls? Stretch marks. I want to lick your stretch marks, girl. I want to lick your stretch marks. And we in.
To replay, press what? To re-record, your message has been sent. The caller is in conflict.
You said you haven't been on what?
Two to reply. Previous message.
Hey, what's up? This is
her. Hey, yo, she.
One to reach. Sending live.
She's a thirsty big girl.
In conference.
Cause the first nigga that pushed that three, she went in contact with.
She's waiting. One to read. Record your message.
Hey, yo, Bagman, this is the deal. Do me a big favor. Get a big, tall glass of ice cold water. Put a couple of ice cubes in it. Put some Clorox in it. Drink it and kill yourself. Like, let me put it like this. Let me put it down like this. Put two hot dogs in one bun and tell me if you see anything weird about that. That's not cool.
That's funny.
Not cool at all. Like, kill yourself. There's no explanation. Just kill yourself. Don't respond back either, all right?
No, you can't respond back. Just respond back after you get the breach, fag.
To replay, your message has been sent. The party is not.
Hey guys, it's a quiet one tonight. So quiet tonight. Anyway, I'm in Manhattan looking to meet up on half of the time. Get them sexy good looking freaky guys. Preferable light brown skin guys.
Yes.
I'm on the east side looking to have a good time.
One to replay.
That's you, Fresh.
Sending live request. The party is not in contact.
That's you, Fresh.
Your party has no other.
Hey, she ain't got no messages waiting.
I think that's a dude, Fresh.
What?
Huh? That's a dude.
And a big girl and swallow. You got a nice body and a big booty. What's up?
Oh, come on.
Previous message.
Hey, guys.
One to replay.
Hey, yo, Fresh.
Two to reply.
Yeah.
3.
For hey, yo, go in. Put your intro in, man.
5 to block. Record your messages.
Like, this girl. You were the woman for me, but we could be caught public. I like secret.
3 plus. Record. Send and continue. Press. Your message has been sent. The party is not in
contact. Yeah. The way I'm sick is like that boy pussy.
Ah, come on.
What is boy pussy?
When you're done.
What did you say?
What is boy pussy? That's what I want to know. What the fuck is that? I've never had.
Well, anything that has boy in front of it, or man, or guy, or dude in front of it, and it's together, I probably don't want it. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I don't want it. Matter of fact, I don't want it. I'm good. Nigga said boy keep, pussy.
Keep some of this guy vagina. Guy Jana. Really? No, thank you, buddy.
This guy Jana. Man Jana.
To replay, press. Your message has been sent. Next message.
Yeah, there's a feminine bottom in the bar. Looking for a match.
One to replay. Record your message.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on, man. Like, you're faggot. Like, a bottom? Yeah. What the hell is a bottom, nigga?
Well, kill yourself.
Yeah. Do that, please.
To replay, press. Your message has been sent. Party is
kill yourself.
Your party has
one
other message is waiting. Next message.
Hey, what's up? This is a freaky gay male calling out of Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Yeah, what up, Brooklyn? I got this 21-year-old female calling from the BX, looking for some combo. Nothing more, nothing less. Any other niggas put it in death and you get back at me.
Spanish, nigga.
To reply.
Spanish. You can hit on with that guala shit, nigga.
5 to block. Leave that message.
6 to re-record. 7 to check.
Matter of fact, yo, Fresh, go in.
Record your message.
I want to lick off that nasty, greasy ass titty. And.
This nigga's an asshole, man. I swear.
To replay, your message has been sent. The party is not.
Drink, chill. I'm a guy.
Previous message.
No, you go in.
Yeah, yo, what up, what's good? I got this one.
One to replay.
This is how you go.
Record your message.
I'm going to be some straight, ignorant, hood shit. Hey, yo, what's good, shorty mama? My mama? Yo, holla at me. I'm trying to talk. I'm all bored and shit. I'm sitting in my one-bedroom efficiency. You know what I mean? I got half a window, but I'm bored as shit. You know what I mean? All my lights is out. You know what I mean? I try to make something to eat today. My oven only goes up to temperature 50. Like, yo, get out of me. I'm starving. But, you know, my phone's about to die in like a good 10 minutes. So I'm trying to talk, you know, before I end my life. I've been thinking about ending my life, but then I heard your voice, and your voice kind of enlightened me. Get back at me, shorty, ma.
To replay, press 1. Re-record, press 2. Your message has been sent. The party is not in conference. The party has other messages waiting.
Holy shit. Drink, chill. I'm a guy, so what? Nobody
has
been saying that.
You can tell, you fucking homo.
One to read. Record your message.
You know how we can tell you're a guy?
Right.
Matter of fact, you know how I know you're gay? Because you got a picture of Prince on your bumper sticker.
You know how I know you're gay? Because fucking... Because you got indentations from the two balls that were on your chin earlier.
To replay, press. Your message has been sent. The party is not in conference.
Yeah,
your
I wonder
party
that.
Has
one
other message is waiting. Next message. One to replay, two to reply. Next message.
Yeah, Miss FLA back in the building. Y'all niggas need to get it together for real. Like, wow. Anyway, I'm on this bitch. I look good, so.
Record your message.
Shorty. Hey, yo, Shorty, ma. What's up? Yo, you say you look good and you're official? So am I. Go figure. Yo, this is the deal. What happened? Yeah, I'm working in a warehouse right now. I got a shitload of Mexicans all around me, so don't mind anything in the background. But, yo, what's good? I mean, you sound like a decent person to talk to, I can conversate with. Never mind my intro, all right? Get at me. I'm trying to see what's good with you. Matter of fact, fix that three, because I'm impatient, all right? I'm liable to throw down at the drop of a hat. So, you know, get at me. Name is Frank Rizzo.
To replay, your message has been sent. The party is not in conference. Your party has
one
other message is waiting. Next message.
We don't have to make a message.
Good night, fellas. You got a 26-year-old black female calling from Harlem. Looking to converse.
We're
standing at 5'3", about 220. Yes, I'm a big girl.
Damn, 5'3", 220?
So, oh, skin, a brown eyes, nice hair. I have a baby face. Three tattoos, one piercing.
Yeah.
I have a camera phone. I got a Facebook. Definitely not afraid to show my face. Looking to converse and possibly meet up in the near future. Not tonight. Not looking to fuck.
Not looking to fuck.
So basically, hit it up, but don't fuck it up. If you're interested, if you have me.
One. Record your message at the beep.
Say 5'4", 220.
Yeah, she said 5'3", 220.
That's a lot of loving right there.
Man, that's a lot of loving.
Put some overtime in on that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
Lord. Yo,
To replay, press 1. Record your message.
You know what? That's a lot of loving over there. And it is wintertime. I am looking for my big girl Roundup. If you're a good look, I'm with it. Just push the 3 because I don't like this messaging thing. Like, I don't even have a number 2 on my button, on my phone. I got to, like, use, like, the smallest little pin just to punch the little.
I have to press 1 twice.
Yeah, I have to press. I have to press 1 twice to get 2. You know what I mean? Or sometimes I gotta push 3 and then lightly press 1. That's -1. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But yo, get at me. Trying to say, trying to see what's good. This message is being recorded. And, what's up? I'm into big girls. I need a big girl in my life. Press that 3. I'm not down with paper play, none of that shit. Ignore my message. I was just being an asshole. Get at me.
To replay, your message has been sent. The caller is in conference.
Oh, big girl.
21.
Other message is waiting.
21. Holy shit.
What up? What's good? Talk to me. Drink, chill. You know how I know that you're not funny? Because it wasn't a laughing matter. Okay, girl, go.
What the fuck is
that? That's that gay
dude. That's the one that was like, you know how I know you're gay?
Press 5. To hear that caller's greeting.
Hey, yo, E, you going in?
Press 0.
No, keep on with the video. No, I know you're gay.
To replay.
You know how I know that you're not funny? Because it wasn't a laughing matter. Okay, girl, go.
To replay, press 1. Record your message.
No, I know you're gay.
And beep.
Because you have a rainbow sticker on the back of your fucking bumper on your car.
You know how I know you're gay?
You listen to Coldplay.
You think it's what?
You listen to Coldplay.
Oh, you listen to Coldplay? Whoa, nigga, I listen to Coldplay, man. They got some shit. The scientist is my shit. What? Oh, you know how I know you're gay, though? Because you got a tattoo of Barney on your inner thigh.
Oh.
And don't ask me how I know, but Paul.
You know I know you're gay?
Oh.
Your boyfriend told me.
So that means that you're having sex with my girlfriend, is what you're saying. That's what you're implying.
No. Because your boyfriend told me. Your boyfriend.
Oh, I think it's my girlfriend. That's some gay shit.
No.
That's some gay shit. You know I know you're gay?
No.
Because you have, I want to touch Michael Jackson's nut tattooed on the back of your neck.
Boo. 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 You know I know you're gay? Because you're talking to gay dudes on TV. You're not even talking to women, you're talking to gay dudes on TV.
When on TV. No, I know you're gay.
No.
Because all the gay people are gayer than you.
Oh, boy.
End this
message.
Yeah,
end this message.
I lost that one. You got
end
that one.
End that message,
though.
Please.
Well, how about this?
He probably said hung up already.
Yeah, he probably did.
To replay, press 1. To re-record, your message has been sent. Next message.
Hey, what's going on, Stevie? 26 years of age, Camilton, super thick, thick thighs, small waist, beautiful smile, sexy looks with dimples. Just looking at your chat with my black fellows, cute, preferably with no kids. Don't drink, I don't smoke.
Yeah,
because
she already has
stuff
with
four
kids. That's why she was in the chat.
She
before I do. I'll holler back.
Yeah, she probably has a replay. She probably has a bus loading.
Record your message.
Hey, y'all, Shorty.
Where you from, Shorty?
Yeah, where you from? You know what I mean? How many kids you got? I know you got, like, maybe 6 or 7.
That's
and you said you wanted
kids.
Huh?
That's why she don't want anybody with kids, because she only got fucking 3.
Yeah, she got a whole busload. Oh, trailer park full of kids. Yo, what's up with, you said you want your man dark? I'm black as shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm black as shit.
I'm black.
Yeah, word. I'm Wesley Snipes and Michael Blackson. And who's the other black ass nigga?
Oh my
god. Another black ass nigga.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. I'm black of the black, black. Like, I'm so black, I'm smoky. I'm so black, after I put on a whole bottle of lotion, I'm still ashy. That's how black I am. I'm so black, I still get told to go back to Africa and pick cotton. That's how black I am. So holler at me, because I'm trying to holler at you.
To replay, press Your message has been heard. The party is not.
You got 17 minutes left, people.
Party has other messages waiting.
It's been out the window right now. If anybody wants some Xanax.
I'm trying myself on some dick right now. I'm looking to get into some good head. If you're slim, you're packing, you look at
it. One, three. Record your message.
I'm kind of disgusted to even rep head start, considering the fact that you damn transformer, you robot face ass dude, is from Best-Eye. I'm mad at that right now. But I walk around, I'm from the star. Who would die Best-Eye? Yeah, you already know.
Do a die, Shank.
All this. You know what I mean, Shank? I'm from Best-Eye, Shank. Yo, we just popping, Shank. You already know, guy. You know what I mean? And you're flaming. Disgusting.
To replay, your message has been sent. The party is not. Next message.
I'm going to try this one more time. I hope y'all can stay on this shit for me.
Next message.
What up, fellas? This is your school. We're shouting out to us here. A little poor, a conversation. These are the gentlemen up here. I'm with the angel over here, and I'm only thinking it would be good. Anyway, give me my
thoughts. One, two, three. Record your message.
Hey, y'all, I'm looking for some conversation. Ignore my intro. My intro is on some stupid shit. But I'm looking for some conversation. I got a tight-ass mustard-stained T-shirt on right now that I made into a wife beater. I'm chilling, looking at myself in the mirror, bored out my mind. I was listening to this radio show, Angry Bastard Radio. Them dudes is hilarious shit, but that's another story. But, yo, get at me. Deuces.
To replay, press. Your message has been sent. The party.
Hello out there. My name is Lola. I'm a plus size female calling out the Bronx. Out here looking to meet up right now with those guys that are interested in paying to play. Not about the bullshit or the games. Serious supplies only. I repeat, serious supplies only. Pay to play only.
Play to play.
Two to reply. Sending live request. The party is not in conference. Your party has no other messages.
Early.
Next message.
Early. So, on the message, I put, oh, yeah, my name is Tito Jackson, and I'm trying to pay to play. I'm leaving the United States in 2 days. I'm trying to buy all the pussy I can.
Two to reply. Three for one-on-one. Four to skip. Next message.
I'm French Canadian, African American. I have light brown tinted eyes, small tinted nose. Hi.
Message.
Hey, what's up? I am brown skinned with brown eyes. I'm 5'5". Have short black hair up to my shoulders.
And you're a dude.
110 pounds.
And I'm a dude.
And looking for someone to talk to and talk to in the relationship, but from now on we can talk and see how it goes.
I know, that might be a female.
I'm also bored now. It's late, so if any of you guys want to talk, just hit me up. Bye.
Yeah, I think that was a female, B.
One to reply.
Oh, leave a message.
Sending live request. The party is not in conference.
No, it might have been a female.
17.
Damn.
Message is waiting.
I'm just trying to know why I'm fighting today, man.
It's because of the message you left. You gotta leave a recent message.
Messages.
What's up, fellas? Basically, you got Latino Spice back on CB, so fellas, hit it up.
One for replay. Two to sending live request. The party is not in conference. Your party has no other message. Previous message. One to record your message.
Hey, yo, you sound very intelligent, intellectual. You sound very smart and beautiful. Like, your inner beauty is like a whole garden full of roses and dandelions. Why don't you push that three? I would love to talk to you on the live 101. By the way, this is being recorded.
To replay, press the button. Your message has been sent. The party is not a conference. Your party has no other messages waiting. Next message.
5-6-5-7-175-170.
One to replay. Sending live request. The party is not in conference. Your party has
4
other messages waiting. Next
You've been
message.
So by.
What up? My name is Vanessa, calling from the BX. Just looking for combo right now. Nothing else. Boy,
yeah.
Boston TV, 22. Thanks for that, me.
One career. Sending live request.
Yeah, you already know it's coming. You've been snubbed.
No other messages. Yeah, connection request from.
Latina Spice. Spice it up.
Oh, you're fresh. You're fresh.
Yeah.
You got to go in, B. You got to go in, man.
Replay the callers.
You got Latina Spice.
There he was on this floor right here, right? Right by that,
Repeat all that is. You got
hey, yo, E.
All right, no problem.
You want.
Yo, E.
To connect with that caller, yeah. That message just...
Yo, E.
To snub that call.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. Yeah.
Is. Sorry, your caller hung up before
you. You bitch ass nigga.
What a bitch.
You were matched with.
Love you, my spice.
My bad, my bad, Joe.
Say
hello.
Hello.
What's up? How you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm all right. I'm just chilling. I'm here. I got my my one cousin. He's on the phone upstairs. And my brother, he's in the basement. We're on a three-way.
Okay.
So what's up? Where you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, what part?
Coney Island.
Okay, you in the hood. All right, no doubt. So did you shoot anybody today? Oh, man.
There's 3 people on the line.
Yeah, there's 3 people on the line, but it sounds like a whole gang of Mexicans.
I'm serious.
Hey yo, Fresh.
Yo.
Yo, we got Latin Spice in the building. Hey yo, E. All
right. I remember that one.
Anyway, so what are you? You Puerto Rican, Dominican,
yes,
Mexican?
I'm 100% Puerto Rican.
100%?
Yes.
Okay. So there's not 1% of anything else? It's
no,
all 100%.
Not at all.
Now, you from?
Puerto Rican.
Okay. Now.
All you guys do was these windows here, right? This one?
Yeah, he works in a warehouse full of Mexicans. Yeah. That's where he's at. Full of Mexicans. I can say that. Full of Mexicans. Every time that nigga come home,
with you guys.
He smells like taco sauce and Corona.
Right. I'm coming in with you.
That's what he smells like every night. I'm like, nigga, you ain't had no Corona. My bad. He's an asshole. Yo, E.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got Latin Spice in the building.
Latin Spice, what up, girl?
Latin Spice.
All right, is this the paper girl? This is not the paper girl, is it?
It's Latina Spice.
Oh.
Hold on. Are you the play-for-play girl? No, right?
I ain't no play-for-play. You crazy?
No, hey. I'm just asking. My bad.
What? I'm just answering.
Hey, go on.
Latina Spice.
What?
How you look, Latina? What? How you look?
Well, I'm caramel complected. I have dark brown eyes.
First of all, we need to take some Sudafed, girl, because you...
Got
a over there.
Where is
I am, because I'm sick.
Listen, let me come take care of you. Where you at right now? I'm gonna bring you
Who's
some
this?
Soup. I'm going to bring you some soup.
Who is this?
That's
you bring this is, no soup.
That's the brother that comes home.
I want to talk to you.
Who do you want to talk to?
The main person that wanted to connect with me.
That's me. I'm the guy who's supposed to come take care of you today.
Next message.
I knew it was coming.
Previous message.
Hi, fellas. How you doing? You got two sexy trailers.
Next message.
That shit was hilarious.
Right.
Next message.
Hey, hello, hi, African Americans. 160, 170. I'm looking to have fun, make a little cash. My pussy tight. My butt, my titty size is a 440C. When you get to sign the back, I'm trying to have fun, make a little cash, and chill, talk, politic. So, make sure you have some fun.
One to read. Sending love.
How you doing?
I just want one.
We're getting out of here early today. So
I just want
the job's already done. So we
seven.
Should be
other messages.
One chick.
Next message.
To connect on pay for play so I can end the show right. One chick.
So you ain't got to worry about it.
I didn't do anything upstairs today because nobody really worked up there.
Message.
And I'll be here. I'll be here
hey,
like
baby.
7 o'clock tomorrow. So probably around the same time.
Black people. We might have to program this show. We'll probably do a part two of the pay per play. Because I actually want to connect with chicks and talk shit. But we don't have enough time
for one on one.
So
we're
over soon.
I'm just going to mop this floor right here where they were working. I'm going to mop the floor.
We're probably going to reschedule this shit another time. Caller, I don't know if you want to be, I don't know if you want to talk or not. I see like
what
a little hand up or some shit.
Two to
so
reply.
I'm a unmute your mic.
One.
If you choose to
skip.
Open your mouth and let words come out of it,
to
so be it. If you don't choose, then I'll just put you back in the queue. It is what it is.
Message.
What are you talking about?
Spam.
Somebody's on hold. I'm about.
If you're new to all this,
I gotta hang up with this shit. So
if you want to replay,
I'm gonna play a quick track real quick, and then we're gonna get back to the mix of things.
To attempt to go one on one with that message caller, just press 3.
Light up.
To block that caller, press 5.
Nobody said it would be easy. For fellas to derelict, trying to find a place to recline, shine my face under the sun where it's warm. Running with punch till I'm gone. That's where it's born on my mom. That's the squad motto. Got beef, we call Raul. That un trago. He go to war with a bottle. Simple as that. Flip out the Mac and cripple a cat. Rip through your back tissue with any pistol I pack. Physical rap means we live the lyrics. Long as niggas fear us, you can never entirely disappear us. We the realest you ever gon' see. In all honesty, ain't another brother that's hotter than me. Modesty will get you nowhere, that's why I go there. Like letting you know where to buy the new Fat Joe gear. 560, only the squad ride with me. Unless you a bad boy, you roll with Pump Diddy. It's my city, and everything.
All right, we're back on the mix of things. It's your boy GQ. Tomorrow night's show, we might be doing a show in the daytime. I don't know.
Not anymore. Two more?
Just stay tuned. Caller, you're on the air.
Finally, I've been trying to get tuned.
Ah, shit, my fault.
Mm.
I didn't know whether or not, you know, you wanted to talk or not.
I was trying to join in on the fun.
Oh. Hey,
Yeah.
We got a caller on the air that wants to join in on the fun.
All right. Where are you from, caller?
You know who this is.
I don't know. Who is it?
You all you know who this is.
Who's all you? I don't know.
This is Milky.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Hi,
guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
chilling. We chilling. You know, maintaining like we do.
I was trying to get in on the fun, and I could not get through.
When did you call up?
Huh?
When did you hit call up?
I called like an hour ago.
Oh shit!
I've been listening to y'all the whole time, and I kept pressing one and pressing one and pressing one, and I couldn't get through.
See, the thing about it is they got like a new switchboard up. So before, when you press one, a hand goes up next to your number. See, like,
oh.
Like. We actually, I guess it was you. You called.
Hold on. You know what? You might have called at the right time, Milky. I need some, wasn't I supposed to go with your cousin or something like that, or your sister?
My cousin?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
She called at the right time, because I need some love and affection right now.
She's gone. She's in Florida.
I'm
sorry.
That's all right. What, how was she?
Yeah, I heard the gates. Yeah, she's been living in Florida. She was up here and then she moved back.
Hey, what? Where in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, damn, that's close by me. That's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, this thirsty nigga.
Oh, my God.
We're right in Florida.
Unbelievable.
I was listening to y'all, you know, when you said,
how I know you're gay? Because you have a bumper sticker. He was like. You know how I know you're gay? It's like, go.
Word.
I was like, what the fuck was that? I was pressing one, like, oh, pick me.
Well, yo, we're going to definitely do another, you know how you're gay situation.
Well, you know, I'm on your fan page on Facebook, and I had got the thing that you guys were about to start going on the radio, so I called.
I didn't even know any of this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really that far. I'm like 20 minutes from New York.
All right, I guess. I need some one of your friends.
Oh, my God, E.
Thirsty E. That's what I'm going to change the name to, from Ill E to Thirsty E.
Well, how many schools does she need?
Huh? What was that?
You know what I mean?
How many have you got?
I got five.
What the hell is
that? Hey, man, blast on the motherfucking pass.
Shit.
She threw on a sexy voice. Earl was like, you know who this is. Like, I don't know what it is. Oh, shit, Milky.
How can you not know? It's me.
Hell yeah.
Milky was all right. She was all right.
I've always been all right. Trust me.
She's
always, don't believe
she's always
that
been all right, B. I'm co-signing that shit. She's always
I've
been
always all right. I've always
been all right. Nigga, you're credit
might
co-sign for anything.
Yeah.
Believe none of what you hear. I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm
don't
all right.
Don't read the hype. Don't read the tabloid.
Don't read the tabloid.
I'm all right. It's okay. Trust me. When is this over?
It's actually over now, but we also get like an extra hour just to talk and bullshit and all that. So, you know, I'm gonna take this show on the road because I gotta pick up moms from work. I'm kind of like cold and shit. I gotta pick up moms.
Hey, dude.
Mom's getting her feet done. Huh?
Didn't I tell you I was picking up your mom tonight, man? I thought I told you, don't worry about it.
Oh, shit, I didn't know you was going to pick her up. All right, that's what's up.
Hey, Nick.
Listen.
All right, hey,
listen,
hold on, though. If you're going to pick her up, I'm going to leave that green card that I renewed for you. It's going to be on the table, all right?
it's only
good for 30 days, so don't get too
one
cute.
One good deed deserves another.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
You know? Tell me, Ray.
Yeah. Listen, Melky.
What?
I need, because, listen, I'm in a situation here, right?
Okay, go.
All right.
Go.
So, I'm talking to these two girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they both, you just found out they both have penises.
Wait, what now?
All right, so I'm talking to these two girls, right? And, I mean, one of them, oh, Lord, this girl got a fat ass, huh? One of them is, you know, just, like, I want to have another kid, right?
Why?
And, why not?
Because none of that shit is cute. Like, having kids and walking around pregnant is not the business.
No, I'm not saying it is, but I just want another kid.
You want another kid?
Can I?
Are you
going to
get married? You just want to breed up some bitch?
Nah, I mean, I kind of want to. I mean,
like, what's the joke?
I'm going to make sure. No, there's no
joke. But, like, who do you think you are? Like, you're telling me you have two fucking chicks you're fucking right now, and you want to spray one of them? Like, how egotistical is that? Who the fuck do you think you are? Prince Hakim of Zamunda? Like, what the fuck is that?
That's what I'm talking about.
First of all, Milky. Okay, first of all, watch your mouth, okay? And help me with my problem, okay? Watch your mouth and help me with my problem, okay?
I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
Listen, but do you hear... Let me ask you a question. What good do you think you're going to get out of that? Okay, so let's say you get one of them pregnant. But look at the terms you want to get somebody pregnant on. You're not even looking into the fact of if these women are fit enough to be raising something that comes from you. First of all, at the end of the day, when you have a kid from somebody, you have to make sure that they hold shit down with you or without you because the mother comes first. But
I just feel like having a kid.
Can I
finish?
Can I finish the story?
Go.
Thank you
very much.
Hold on, before you go in, nigga. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the, let y'all know this is Milky. And this is the real Milky. And y'all niggas don't know, y'all now know.
This is Angry Bitch Radio.
It's
taking over the
airwaves. I was actually in love with Milky.
What?
Did you know? I said that at one point I was in love with you, but then, you know, I kind of, my love faded away.
Well, it's a thin line. There's another host on this show that hates me. Go.
Oh. Okay.
Go.
Can I tell you my... Okay.
Yes.
So let me tell you my problem, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
I know... One of them doesn't want a kid, right? Well, she does want a kid, but she wants to get married and all that. Matter of fact, both of them want a kid, and both of them, well, okay.
Well, does she want a kid or not, E? What the fuck?
Well, no. She wants a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them. She doesn't have any children. She wants a child. She's like, all right, I want a child, but I want to make sure that I get married and blah, 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 and, you know, you'll be a great father and blah, 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 whatever. And what the fuck is this guy's trunk over?
Come on, stay on task.
Okay, my bad. So, you know, she knows I'll be a great father and whatever, right? And I'm like, yeah, but she wants to get married. And I'm like, oh, marriage is cool, but, you know, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to get married, you know? Because marriage is like the ultimate, you know, that's like...
But you can play house. You can play house. Right?
Yes.
You
want
to play house?
Yes.
So then find a bitch with no kids who don't want kids or has her own kids. No, listen to me. Don't get involved in that shit. The best thing for you to do is to go to a bitch house with no kids. That way, when you come home from work and you want to go hang out, you don't have to deal with sharing your fucking time with somebody that needs a bathtub, needs fucking homework, someone who's trying to steal mommy's fucking attention. So, because what's going to happen is you're going to get this bitch pregnant, the kid is going to take all the fucking attention, and then you're going to go to the next bitch house that has no kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, to avoid all of that, just don't have no fucking kids with this thing.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. When it happens, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm there every single day.
So what do you, if you're telling me what you know you're not going to do, then why are you asking for my fucking help?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. I'm glad she's there. I'm glad she's there.
You know what? You know what? You're right. I don't know why. I should talk to a guy. Because
you know what you're
going to
do.
Women don't know anything. I'm sorry. Women, I forgot.
Well, listen, you
now
know
I'm gonna,
that.
Now I'm going to throw some stabs.
You know what? You're ahead of the game. You're dealing with good things right now. You already know that one of these two women you're going to spray. You know this. You also
mm-hmm.
know that even though women want to settle, that you're not going to marry this bitch. And
mm-hmm.
You're going to live in your house, and she's going to live in her house, and she's going to have one of your children. You know this. Right? Great. So you're ahead. You're doing well.
Spoken like a true champ.
But listen, I want to have kids by your cousin. Can you make that happen?
No. She sucks.
Why?
As a baby mother.
Does she? Oh.
I wouldn't recommend her. I wouldn't give her a referral anywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Hold on, but she was shopping, right? Wasn't that the shopping one?
No.
Which one did you show me?
The one I showed you, we looked just alike, almost.
No, you didn't show me that one. I thought you showed me a chocolate girl.
Possibly. I don't know.
No, but I don't know. I just, you know what it is? I'm getting older now. You know, the older you get, like, you feel like...
Yeah, you're ready to settle, but I mean, why not get married?
Because marriage is corny, man. Marriage is corny.
Why is it corny?
Overrated.
Aren't you married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you been married now?
It's going to be 12 years.
Okay, how long, and when did we meet you? Did I meet you 12 years ago, or 13 years ago?
Actually, no.
Okay, all right, thank you. Marriage
Listen,
is corny.
Don't
marriage
judge me.
Marriage is corny. No, I'm not judging.
Marriage
I'm
is
just saying.
Great.
Marriage
is great.
I'm
because
just saying,
marriage
is
you get full great. Benefits, you get to live in a nice house. Marriage is great, and you don't have to pour the fucking salt when it snows.
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind doing all that manly stuff. You know what I mean? I don't.
I mean, it just gets to
the
point for the kids for a household. It's just, you know, regardless of what both parents may do, it's just the dynamic of the household is different.
The dynamic of the okay, I guess. No, I know what you're saying. As opposed to dad just coming and, you know.
Like,
dad
shouldn't be coming to visit his children.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. However, you know, marriage is like, that's like a fucking, marriage is like a, I'm trying to put it in terms.
Marriage is like a business.
Marriage is like a blunt, okay? Once the run is over, that's it. Like, once your high is gone, then your high is gone, and then you just, you know,
you're just hungry after that. It's about variety is the spice of life. Once you understand
most,
that, marriage is great.
Hold on, variety is the spice of life. I know that. And you know that too. You know what I'm saying? But
this isn't about me. This is about you.
Yeah, don't try to flip the script, Dean. It's about you.
This is about you.
Listen, I heard Connecticut got a lot of girls there. I'm coming to Connecticut this weekend.
Okay, where? Where in Connecticut are you coming?
Foxwoods.
Where?
How far are you from Foxwoods?
I'm on the other side. I'm on the 95 side. That's the 84 side.
Okay. All right, well, maybe I'm not coming to Connecticut.
Like an hour. Maybe like an hour away. Hour and a half.
I'm coming to Connecticut. What about if I come tonight?
I don't know what to tell you.
You ain't got no homegirls out there?
No who?
Homegirls.
No, I actually moved down here like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Every girl I met from Connecticut was fucking.
I don't know, like, where I live, there's, like, nothing going on out here. It's, like,
yeah, Connecticut is black. What city do you live in?
I live in Stamford.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have a nice home, and that's just what we're doing. Quiet.
You're a psychologist, right, or something like that, or
a nurse.
A what?
A nurse.
Oh.
How do you go from a nurse to a psychologist?
I don't know where he got that. No, I'm a psychiatric nurse.
Right, exactly. So she works with the crazy. That's
where
I got it from. Thank you.
I attract crazy people. Takes one to know
crazy,
one.
Crazy, listen, crazy people are the, those people give you the variety despite the life, right?
Them motherfuckers is not crazy by far. They got too much fucking sense. That's the problem.
Boy, let me see. Fucking, what a joke.
I missed you guys.
Shit, we missed you.
No, you didn't. You was all right with me being gone. You was all right.
I can't front. I was really all right with being gone. But now that you're talking, you know, I'm a... Now I'm going to start asking about you, you know, now that we talk about you.
Just don't ask
yeah,
the wrong
yeah.
people. Listen, don't ask the wrong people. They'll tell you lies.
I'm be like, yo, Six, man, what's up with Little Milky? Last night he's out there. Yeah, nigga says.
That guy is a story for another episode, another show.
Yeah,
no,
or,
he's not.
Yeah. Well, okay.
He loves you.
So when are you available, Milky?
I couldn't even tell you. Available for what?
For a show.
What do you think? Did you do?
Where you headed at? Get your mind out the gutter.
Who, me?
Word.
I need to, right? You talking to me? I'm sorry. I'm available in the evening for a show. Like 10 o'clock.
Hold on, late night?
Like 10 o'clock. That's late to me. Like, this is late.
It seems like we probably do the 10 o'clock show at that popper.
Oh, please, you're so full of it. You start doing the show, and you stop doing the show.
Yeah,
there's no consistency.
Don't listen to anything that got said.
Huh?
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like no consistency. Like, you guys left me out. We would have had a great time on the chat line together. You did me dirty.
Hold on, how did you meet this girl? How did you meet, like, what's going on there? Give me the background story.
What?
The background story. How you came into the mix? How you came about?
The mix of what?
Of us. Me, my brother, Raheem. I mean,
you don't remember? didn't I feed you?
You did feed me, yeah.
All right. So what else you need to know?
But that doesn't tell me how you came about. Like, where did
it
you come from?
It doesn't matter.
Did you just drop out of the sky? Or?
I'm like the Immaculate Conception, okay? It doesn't.
Oh,
you don't even try to figure it out.
Okay. All right. Slow down.
I just appeared.
Okay.
All right. Because I always wanted to know how my brother actually met up with him, period. He's just an angry individual, man. Like, he's always got the mean mug on. And they say I got some mean.
Oh, my God. Listen.
This nigga said I got a mean mug like nigga in.
Your brother can be a sweetheart, but he just, I don't know. Apparently I did something to him. I don't know. He's got a problem with me. Whatever.
Maybe because you talk too much.
Because I talk too much?
Yeah.
How can I talk too much?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Maybe it's because you talk too much.
You think I talk too much because I said something you don't want to hear.
Listen, I love to talk, so I don't think you talk too much.
No, I don't think. I know what it is, but it's not for, you know,
what is
a discussion.
Oh, son of
ask him.
Well, you know we ain't get no answers from that nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have no malice. I'm good. I'm cool.
Hey,
I'm cool.
Yo, you remember Your mama Blaze on Juice?
Yes.
Or Blizzard on Juice, whatever his name was?
Blizzard, yeah.
So that's the nigga that was about to hold up the bar.
Yeah.
That's it. Nigga A said, he said, when I'm in the strip club or in the club, period, my face look like that nigga's face.
Oh, my God.
I'll be walking in there trying to be smooth, like, yeah.
How far you going?
But I guess I have changed face. But that's the same face that nigga sick be having. So when he met you,
oh, they are, those are?
Was he on some smooth
right,
shit?
Right, okay.
Or was he on
very
Henry
sweet.
Jones shit?
Very nice.
Oh, really?
He was working in the bathroom.
Very nice.
Okay. I'm actually waiting to see what the hell this guy is.
That's what's up.
This guy here.
Very nice.
Let me ask him what time he's going to be.
But, you know what you need to have a show about?
What?
You need to, just, you need to
you
figure out why all
what
these shows are on TV about wives that ain't fucking married and nothing but disgruntled baby mothers.
He said he's here for another 20 minutes.
That's what you need to get to the bottom of.
Hold on, what did you say? What did you say now?
All of these TV shows of, like, the reality shows is, like, Housewives of this. All of the black shows, the wives, like, Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, Housewives of Atlanta, all of these shows that have the wives, all of the black wives are unwed, disgruntled baby mothers.
Cool.
But all of the housewives of Orange County, they're all married. You know what I'm like?
So what are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
Forget it.
I wasn't listening for a second. I was talking to somebody else.
I was saying that you should have a topic on why is it that all of
that
the black men
are pieces of shit.
No, I'm not forget. Like, the depiction that they're giving for black women, you know, it's like all the black women, like the Basketball Wives of L.A., Basketball Wives of Miami, Housewives of Atlanta, all of those wives shows are unwed, disgruntled baby mothers or girlfriend or ex-girlfriends. None of them
that's
bitches are married.
That's because it's black men that are really doing this, you know?
No, not really, because there's plenty of black men that get married. But it's like their issues are like crazy shit. But when you go to like the Housewives of Beverly Hills, the Housewives of Orange County, they're all married.
What about the Real Housewives of Atlanta? What about that?
None of them are married except for Nene and
Phaedra. The
Housewives
of Atlanta are married. They are married.
Two of them. Two.
Nene is married. How thick ass.
Nene and Phaedra. Kim is living with her baby daddy. Candy can't keep a man. Shall I go
what
on, Sheree?
The white girl is not married.
That's
that.
Kim. No, she didn't marry him.
Okay.
She's shacking up.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with shacking up. Don't hate.
I'm not hating. I ain't shacking up with no fucking body.
Listen, you have at one point, right?
No, actually, no.
No?
I got married at 18.
You got married at 18. Wow.
18.
Holy shit. What the hell were you thinking? You weren't thinking. That's what it was.
I'm still here.
18. Holy shit. You was in love, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you still in love with the question?
I'm back in love again. I had my moments.
Okay. Okay. And why are you back in love now?
I don't know.
I was
just going back in love.
So hold on, this cycle, the honeymoon.
Yeah,
schedule,
cycles
right?
To that shit. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. The honeymoon phase, and then there's the other phase.
There's that, and then there's the point where you think shit is good elsewhere, and then you realize that this is where you are. You know what I'm saying? This is your family. This is the family you made, and then certain things just happen, and you just fall in love again. And you know what? That can phase out. You can end up falling out again. I mean, it's possible.
was in love before. I was
good.
In love,
love is a fucking mental disability. Real talk. That shit is retarded. That shit is crippling.
Yeah, it is. Fucking stupid.
What is love?
Yes. That shit is dangerous.
Why do you say that?
Listen, I was going out with this girl, right, for like 10 years, but I never met her. I just talked to her on the phone all the time.
Oh,
right?
This bitch. Call that bitch. I know this bitch. Call this bitch. What happened with this bitch?
I don't know. She ignored me. She fucking
in Queens, right?
Yes. She lives
bitch.
In,
Bitch. You know I don't like that
left,
bitch.
Right out of Queens, Brooklyn border.
You know I didn't like her.
Yeah, but I love her, though.
Didn't we call her when I had you call her? I had you call her and tell her about herself.
Yeah, but I still love her, though. I don't... I'll fight you.
Do
niggas,
you? But
girl,
you
I
never
laid
eyes on her. This is crazy. Why won't you guys meet?
Because I think she's scared of my D. I showed her a picture of my D, and she's scared. She said she can't take it.
No, that bitch got a man. Like
that,
I said
you think
before.
That's what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's scared of the D. Because if I get
no.
in her ass, I'm going to put it on her.
She might not be who she says she is.
She might be a man, dog.
I doubt that.
No, I don't think she's a man.
Remember when you called her and she answered the phone all sweet, sleep? Hello? I was like, tell that bitch, wake up, bitch. It's, we up now. Get up.
I'm going to
kill you. You know
what
you got to do? You got to have a 3 a.m. show of just prank calling motherfuckers in that time of
Yo,
night.
Yo, I'm
That's
with
it. That's the funniest shit. That is the funniest shit in the world to call a motherfucker, wake them up out they sleep, and just laugh at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am classic for that sick shit. I swear to God, I have called my mother at 4 a.m. Like, I don't discriminate. No one's exempt. I will call you and just laugh at you mad loud.
Oh,
that's the best time to prank call people. Old people.
Yo, that's actually pretty funny. You ain't doing no harm in it. All you doing is laughing at
them. You laugh at them or you whisper. Or you whisper. That's the funniest shit in the world. They be like, what?
I can't hear you. Speak up louder.
Or if they say hello, you just repeat everything they say in a whisper.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm off on Thursday and Friday.
I'm off on Thursday,
too. Yeah, I might have to make that happen.
Yo, 3 a.m., I'm telling you, between 3 and 4 o'clock when niggas is good and they sleep or getting that last, they probably just came from the bathroom pissing and they're going to get that last 2 hours of sleep before they get up and they fall into that sleep. Holy shit. Hilarious.
Oh,
really
shit.
Funny.
Nah, yeah, I might have to do that. I got a throwaway phone, too, so I'm good.
That shit is funny. I was just telling my girlfriend, I was like, girl, I am long overdue for some prank calls. Like, I haven't prank called anybody in a minute. Like, I need to get it out of my system.
Yeah,
I got some numbers, too.
That's what was good, some numbers. I was looking through the archives. Yo, E.
Yeah,
I was looking through the archives, and there was one segment that we had when we was prank calling people. And E, I figured what it was. I think it was like Johnson & Johnson or some shit. I called some 800 number. And, oh, no, it was Roto-Rooter.
That's whack.
He calls up, and Roto-Rooter, she's like, yeah, Roto-Rooter, how can I help you? And he goes, yeah, I have a big log of shit in my shit bowl, my toilet bowl, and it's not flushing. Is there any way you can send somebody over there?
That's whack.
So the chick was like, please use the proper terminology on this call. Where do you live at? I'm like,
That's whack. That's whack. That's whack. Like, you got to call people and just, like, scream in the top of your lungs in the ear. Just crazy shit. Shit, too many people be like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck? I'm telling you, you got to call people and they be like, what the fuck? You gotta just bug out. You don't call no damn Roto-Rooter and fucking you call people's house, nigga. Wake them up.
Nigga, bless you with that big ass back in the morning. That big ass Mike Tyson's punch out nose you got, nigga.
You just call and just like flush the toilet. Do some dumb shit, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, I'll fuck with Milky, man, cause that's some shit. You don't really gotta prank a nigga. All you gotta do is just put a couple of sounds. Just get that nigga pissed off.
Yo, I'm telling you, I prank call. Like, that's my shit. I prank call. Like, my husband be mad. Like, yo, you 30 years old. You still fucking. Hell yeah, I'm still prank calling. And, nigga, I prank call you.
Let me ask you a question. Yo, let me ask you a real question, though.
Oh, boy. So you're 30,
right? No, I'm saying.
I'm 29. I'll be 29.
You're 30, right. So anyway, I'm thinking about it, right? Now, you said you've been married since you were 18, right? So do you feel like you had a chance to really live your, you know, to experience life?
Yeah.
Even though you've been married since you were 18?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. There's nothing that you wish you could have done, like, you know?
No.
Okay.
Done it. Any experience I want to take, I did.
You're interested in skydiving?
No, I don't play that shit.
Yeah. I was gonna pay, but that shit is like $200, yo. I was gonna do this with this girl.
Skydiving
in the Army?
Huh? Well, right now I'm working on getting my pilot's license.
No, I didn't do that.
They didn't make you jump for a damn plane?
I'm trying to get my pilot's license. To fly Cessna 172
G1000,
huh?
That's less than skydiving.
Well, I fly planes. That's in my new thing. That's like my new obsession, flying planes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I always wanted to fly a stealth bomber or some shit like that, but...
Well, I'm certified for 172 G1000.
What's that?
It's a single engine plane.
It's a Cessna, right?
Yeah.
See? I know about flying planes.
Yeah.
I would have liked to drive a flyer F-16.
Huh?
I'll be the stuntin'est nigga in the hood. Man, I got a license to drive F-16s, nigga. I don't think you want to fuck with me, B.
You can fly.
Well,
I wouldn't
grow up in a plane with you, though.
You did what?
I wouldn't go up in a plane with you. Matter of fact, I ain't going up in a plane with nobody who's black. You gotta give me a white pilot. Fuck that.
Okay.
A white pilot. What if it's a white pilot that was born in the hood? That listens to numbers
and
shady all day.
Prank call time is 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
3 a.m.
Are you available at 3 a.m.?
I will make myself available at 3 a.m. for prank calls. I will set my fucking alarm for that shit. If I'm off. 3 a.m.
Hold on, what time do you work? When do you work?
I'm off Wednesday and Thursday. I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it doesn't mean anything.
You work a 12-hour shift?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, though.
That's cool. I wish I had that.
I'm going to prank call people at 3 a.m. My husband be looking at me like, prank call? You still
so wait a minute. When are you, Thursday night. You're available Thursday night?
Thursday night, 3 a.m. All I need is 20 minutes to geek off and dumb out. I'll be tired again.
I got you on Facebook.
I'm on your fan page.
I'm going to look at it today. Listen, I need some pictures, man.
Why am I harassing?
I don't know why I'm harassing. Sorry, my bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Don't listen to me.
You need what?
I'm just a little backed up. Don't listen to me. I said, don't listen to me.
I have certain people blocked off my page.
I can only
can
look
I
at
act?
Certain people.
You better stop talking indirectly. I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give my girl cousin to watch you. All right?
Do what you got to do. Good luck with that. That's the first thing you want to do is resort to violence. That's some real nigga shit. You see that? You tell some shit, you say some shit to black people they don't fucking like. Instead of you trying to mentally, verbally spar with me, no. I'm just going to get my cousins to fight you.
I'm gonna get my girl cousin to rock you. I'm just kidding. I'm not like that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about your twin brother.
You know.
I know she's talking about. I know she's trying to come with the, she's trying to hit me with the indirects.
Listen, I have no problems with anyone.
I block some people, she said.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm on the fan page. There are certain people are blocked.
So wait a minute, how would one get to you if one is like, yo, we're doing the show, Jazzy Blah Jazzy?
Just say
the thing is, if I call the show, and there's a set, and he's going to, like, curse me out. Like, every time he just goes ham on me. Like, he just out, like, go in.
That nigga just goes ham.
He goes ham. Like.
Well, maybe we need to be going ham on. You ever thought about that?
Huh?
Ham on, get it? Spanish. In Spanish, ham
Excuse
is ham
me?
On. Anyway. No, that's a joke. Don't worry about it.
I don't speak your language.
You have to understand Spanish to understand the joke.
I don't speak your language.
Right, I got you.
I just don't want to, you know, I'd like a peaceful show. I don't
want
any problems.
What did you do?
That's just what he does. He can't control himself.
I think it's because he loves you. You ever thought about that?
Yeah, I thought about the same thing.
Absolutely not.
You broke his heart.
No, I didn't.
Yes. You ever thought about that?
I did not.
You ever thought that maybe he wants you to have his baby?
What?
He wants you to have his
that's
baby?
He used to talk about you a lot, too. Yo, Melky, she's so milky. A breast of beauty.
Shut up.
Breast milk.
Mm-mm.
I love her breast. Milky Way. I only eat Milky Ways because of her.
I mean, I love the show. I just don't want to.
If I'm attacked,
let it be known that I'm just gonna hang up.
When it comes to that,
you know why? Because it's so much malice behind it. It's not like
if you're attacked in the street, you gonna punk out too?
No, you don't get it. There's so much malice behind it that it's just like, you know what, I'm done. Because I'm not calling the show for that. That's hostility. Like, if we're going to make jokes and fuck with other people, fine. But attacking me is not an option.
What if it's in a roast?
Now, that's different.
Okay.
You have to know how to channel your anger.
Word.
A roast is cool. Because, you know, I like to roast.
Mm-hmm. Yo, don't get it fucked up, Angry Bastard Radio listeners, man. Milky goes in. She may sound sweethearted now, but she goes in.
Whatever happened to the fat Spanish girl with the ignorant shit? You know, I was online listening to that shit one day.
Oh,
That's my girl right there.
Yeah, that is one ignorant cow.
She's funny as hell.
You have to hear her. You have to hear her. She was trying to tell me that I'm pretending, like I'm acting the way I speak. She was like, yeah, you're acting, and I'm going to roll up this blunt. I was just like, what the fuck are you, what language do you speak, you fucking cow? Like, I didn't know what. She was making absolutely zero sense to me.
Hold on, don't talk about my girl like that. No, I was in love with her for a minute, though.
Were you really?
Yeah,
was you really? Yeah, that nigga was. He's
wow.
I was. She's
I
think
she's attractive.
Huh? Because
that attitude is ugly.
No, she's, I don't know. She's all right.
Y'all are all crazy.
Yeah. What was that? That was on the Angry Bastard show or Technical Difficulties?
I never heard Technical Difficulties.
Ooh, yeah, that's
what's that?
Yes. Yeah, you might want to look that up. That's niggas went in Technical Difficulty.
What is that?
That's
that was the name
radio
of the
show
before Angry Bastard. I have to get in my car before my phone died. My phone's about to die.
No, that
but
was on Angry Bastard.
If I make it to my car in time, my phone won't die.
We need to hurry up, because I'm nowhere near the switchboard. Well, then I just have to call you on three-way, probably.
Angry Bastard is some funny shit.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You gotta have your moment.
We gotta have Milky back, though.
I want to impregnate one of your friends. Milky, listen. Milky, set me up to impregnate one of your friends.
Why one of my friends?
What do you mean? Why not?
Why? Why? What makes my friend so special?
Because you have to have people that are like-minded, see? See or no?
Listen, not everybody could be as blessed as me.
Wait a minute, where'd you at? Work right now?
No, I'm home.
Oh, okay. How come you're not getting your ass beat for being on the phone at 12 o'clock? What is that about?
What is that about?
Yeah, you're definitely Six's brother.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you should, you know.
Yep.
Nigga said, why are you not getting your ass beat for being here on the phone at 12 midnight?
Why can't I be on the phone?
I'm just saying. I mean, just because
that is somewhat of a valid question. Like,
why?
Just because you got three nights a weekend doesn't mean that you need to be on the phone. You know what I mean?
Listen, everyone is done for the night.
Oh, okay. So you put them to sleep already. You done brought them to sleep, is that the
same? They've ate, the house is clean. Can I sit in my living room on the phone?
Yeah, I
could be jonesing with some dude, right? No, I'm on Angry Bastard Radio. Minding my own business. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm harassing strangers.
I'm harassing strangers. Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, I don't want you to get, you know. I mean, you do work in the hospital, so you could, you know, mend your wounds just in case.
Right.
You know what I mean? On the low. Nobody has to know. You can just sneak in and go into the middle to the room, get some ice packs for your eyes, and, you know, a sling for your broken arm.
Fine.
Okay.
He just walked past me not too long ago.
He just walked past you then?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. He must have been happy. He must have put some drugs in his food. You put some drugs in his food? Is that what it is?
No, he just has other shit to do. He has other shit to worry about than me being on the phone.
Oh, I guess. I'm beating my wife. I'm like, yo, you know what? Who you on the phone with?
And then before, like, who the fuck is this?
He has other things to do than worry about me being on the phone, like get his sleep because he has a long day at work tomorrow. There's just certain things you just ain't gonna stress. Like, okay, she's on the phone. Not right now. What am I doing?
How many kids do you have?
Huh?
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two,
two girls.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
One is 11, the other one is 4.
11 is 4. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So he's just... Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
11 and 4.
So wait a minute. Milky, where'd you get your name from?
You know where I got my name from. None.
What is your favorite drink, milk product?
Nope. That's Six that gave me that shit. And I knew that's the only you guys would know me.
Hold on. Why do you have that name?
Six gave me that name.
Why do you have that name?
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Why do you have that name?
I just told you. Why do you have me repeating myself?
I know. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, loser's lost.
Oh, boy. Okay. Listen, I would definitely beat on you. There's no other chance for me to beat on you. That's it. I would definitely.
What?
That nigga said, I'll definitely go ham.
You're one of
them
women you just got to hit, right?
I got to beat on you. I have to.
You're going to be sitting there looking like Harpo, blaming it on fucking that old Mule Joy.
You told Harpo to beat me.
You told Harpo to beat me.
I love Harpo. Lord knows I do.
But I kill him if I let him beat me. This life be over soon. Heaven lasts always.
You know what's crazy?
She said, you better bash Mr.'s head open and think about heaven later.
Uh-huh.
I just saw that damn
That's
going to
be you.
I doubt it. I'm good with my hands. Listen, I'll beat a bitch ass. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry.
I believe
Sometimes you.
I will.
Listen. I'll beat
That's why I'm glad I don't have no son, because I would only raise him. If a bitch hit you...
But no,
fucking hit her like she hit you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
if she hit me, I'm not, you know, going around, you know, beating bitches.
I mean, there's no need reason to pound her out, but I mean, if she hits you,
I'm gonna let her go to the gym and punch you in your face.
Then she deserves a punch in the face. One good deed deserves another.
Either that or I'm going to F the S out of her.
Man, I don't know any brothers that ever, you know, actually had a girl connect with their face with a fist.
That's
I mean, if a girl actually had the chance to do that, then you're just a bitch.
Not really.
Listen, I'm glad I never had that situation. I hit my husband twice. And let me just tell you.
Did he hit you back?
He didn't hit me back, but he grabbed me the fuck up. And
that's what needs to happen.
I think that initial, like, when I hit him, the reaction is to defend himself until he realized who I am. And he just, like, grabbed me like, yo, don't you ever fucking put your hands on me again. And that was scary enough.
Now, how did you get the hit off? Was it a slap or a punch?
Let me tell you. I got myself hyped. I got a little too excited. We were arguing, and he was playing the video game, and he was, like, not paying me any mind. Like, he wasn't feeding into my emotional shit. And I was going in. I was just talking shit. I wanted a reaction. He wasn't giving me one. And he was, like, on the side of me, and I just picked my fucking fist up and came from God knows where and caught him on right in the fucking eye.
Damn.
You're bugging.
Yeah, I was
really
bugging. Because let me tell you what that shit did. When he grabbed me, he grabbed me by my jaw. Like, don't you ever fucking put your hands on me again. And I was looking at him like, okay, I'm sorry. And I ended up having to go to the dentist and have them put a film on my gum because the whole shit was raw. He grabbed me that hard. Like, that was enough. Like, I thought he was going to pop my teeth out. Like, just Yeah, so that's what I say. If he would have hit me back, he wouldn't have been wrong. Like, I'm glad that all I did was get fucking yoked up, because that shit is no joke.
What about
put
the second
your hands
time?
On people. The second time I...
So you obviously didn't learn the first time.
The second time, I was really, 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 really fucking mad, and I was in here acting like an animal. And I picked up a chair, one of the small chairs. And tried to assault him. And he really didn't do much. He just was like, don't fucking throw nothing else at me again. And I knew just from the look, like, okay, that's over. Let me go meditate. So, you know, like I said, I'm glad I don't have any sons, because if anybody's putting their hands on my son, he's going to be late. Put that bitch back.
Well, I never had to.
Who else is in here?
I've never been in. I grip a bitch up, but I never hit a chick before.
No. There's no reason to, but I mean, sometimes you have some women that...
No, I mean, matter of fact, I have hit a chick, but it was like a punch, you know what I mean? But just like a punch in the arm.
You punched a chick
in
the arm. Now, that's that whack shit.
No, I tried to fucking... We're supposed to punch in the face?
No, a punch in the arm is equivalent to a smack in the face.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
Because if I smack you in your face, you're going to feel it. I just punched in the arm. That was it. You know?
That punch in the arm does hurt, though.
I don't give a shit.
My brother used to do that shit to me.
So did whatever she did. Obviously, whatever she did warranted a punch in the fucking arm.
I mean, men and women, we're animals. We carry on. We do shit. You know, it's just a matter. I mean, living, especially when you're living together.
Yeah, we
were. Get carried away.
She got on my fucking nerves. And I think I tried to break her leg, too, but I don't know. She was wearing a fucking a leg brace, you know, for a couple days.
What?
Don't worry. Did you just say you tried to break her leg? Yeah, because she was kicking me, yo. Yo, she was kicking me. So I said, oh, bitch, you want to kick me? So I took
no,
her leg.
Didn't.
And I
no, you didn't. Stop lying.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
This is nothing you're supposed to be telling people.
I'm like, yo, I took her leg and I fucking tried to make her fucking her knee touch her ear. You know what I'm saying? But not in the sex way. I tried to make her knee touch her ear.
She tried to turn that bitch into a wishbone.
Exactly.
What happened though? What did she do to you?
Dog, it was something. We were arguing about something, right? And I think I was trying to go to sleep. So this boy. Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Unbelievable.
I think his phone might have
died. Damn. That shit was getting funny.
That was.
How are you going to say that?
He said that. What were they doing? They was arguing?
He said he was trying to go to sleep. And she was getting on his nerves. He said he fucking bent her shit back because she was trying to make her knee touch her head.
Yo, chill out. I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, my God. That's some funny-ass mess, man.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Something's wrong with him.
Yeah, something's definitely wrong with him.
Oh yeah, he needs help.
Now wait a minute. I'm trying to picture this out. You said that you cold cocked your husband in his eye.
Oh, I
knocked
the shit out of him.
But how? Yeah. Like how? Like was he was sitting down?
Because he was like laying on his stomach, playing the game.
Oh, that's even worse.
And I was sitting next to him, talking. Screaming, going through my emo shit. And he wasn't, like, responsive the way I needed him to be. And I just got so fucking mad that I just hit him. And that nigga got up fast. This shit happened so fast. It just grabbed me by my mouth and was like, yo, don't you ever fucking hit me again. But that 5 seconds of grabbing my mouth had me with some shit on my jaw for like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Because it did something to my gum. Like, the whole jawline, the gum all along that, you know, like, he grabbed me by my jaw.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole, that whole gum, the gum all the way on the jaw was, like, raw. And they had to put a film over it. Like, it was some, like, this clear shit that, like, sticks to the gum, like a Band-Aid.
Because
I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't do nothing. Like, people was looking at me like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you just don't understand how my mouth feels right now. Because you would never know what was going on.
Yeah.
Do not put your do not put your hands on no man unless you fucking ready. I'm not ready.
unless you're ready.
If you better have your shit together when you put your hands on this nigga. Because it's not a game.
Well, it depends on the dude, because, you know what I mean, would you really respect him if he were to just argue with you, like, yo, would you punch me in the face?
Let me tell you something. I don't, guess what? His eye was bloodshot for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
He still sees white spots. So, listen.
That was a hard punch.
I don't hit to tickle. You understand? Like, I hit him hard.
Nah.
So, listen, damn right, if you hit a man, you deserve to get hit the fuck back.
What about
you could give a lick, you could take a lick, right? So it is what it is.
Yeah, that's real. I can't cry. My mom, she taught me that. She always taught me,
I mean, you don't go around and just hit women. But if she's bad enough to put her fucking hands, like, when I hit him.
Exactly.
That was me. I was saying, I'm ready. Get up. Let's go. Like, I was ready.
She said, if a woman is man enough to put a hand in your face, hit her back.
Hit her back.
And you did say that.
Hit her back.
That was in school.
Oh,
that's the way I'm going to do mine. She said that was in school.
But that doesn't go for now?
Now you should. On a woman anyway.
Yeah, if a woman punches me in the face,
take a walk. Take the shit out of
him. Slap that bitch.
You
can slap her. You can push her on the floor. You know what my brother used to do? He would
push his girl on the floor.
My brother would push his girl on the floor, right?
And
whenever she would try to get up, he would push her back on the floor to let her know. And it would go on for like 10, 15 minutes because this was just his way of letting her know, all right, you put your hands on me. I'm not going to hit you, but I'm going to show you you're not stronger than me and you can't beat me. So this is show you next time if you want to put your hands on me. And he would push her, like push her down on the floor. And whenever she would try to get back up, he would just take her by her shoulders and push her back on the floor. It's the funniest shit.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to call E because his phone died.
All right.
You just
put the
light?
Nah, I didn't put the light. I turned on the light.
Hold
on.
He's all the way in the back.
No.
Good, let him stay back there. Oh. All right. He's chilling.
He.
Tell him to sit back because he's got the hose up in your lap.
Hello?
That is cool.
Hello?
Yeah, you're Milky.
Yeah.
Return so, full effect.
So listen, I was laying in the bed, right? So this motherfucker here, she would have put a foot on in my back and shit like that and tried to kick me off the bed and kick me in her back. I said, all right. I said, yo, listen.
He's explaining what happened.
Explain what happened when.
When you get on
let me
tell
my business,
him.
Huh?
Explain how you ended up trying to bend her knee to her hip.
So I said, no, listen. I said, if you kick me again, all right, I'm gonna break your leg. Okay.
Hold on. So wait, you were sleeping, and she kept kicking you.
Right. Yeah, she was kicking me.
Now, was she playing around?
No, she had an attitude. Go sleep on the couch, she says. I said, go sleep on the couch. I said, no. First of all, she didn't work. She didn't go to school, like I said. That's a whole other story, though. But, so, you ain't got, no, I mean, granted, you're giving me some vajiji, but, you know, like, I could get that anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I said, you're not going to tell me to go. I said, you're going to sleep on the couch. I'm not sleeping on the effing couch that I fucking paid for. I'm going to get
on
the bed that
you
paid for. No. Listen to me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me bring everybody to speed. So he says that he's laying down in bed. The girl next door was angry. She kept kicking him. And he said, stop kicking me. Kicked him again. He said, and then he said, If you kick me again, I'm gonna break your leg.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Maybe she wanted your attention.
So he said.